The following is a presentation of Team Glory Sports.
With 2 weeks left to the regular season, the Cherokee Bluff Bears are fighting for the playoff lives in Region 8 AAA as they battle the Jefferson Dragons this evening on Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The Bears coming into the game are led by their quarterback Cooper Dean and their running back Jackson Perkle.
Looking to pass, wide open, and the quarterback's got time to run. He throws it late. Got a man in the back of the end zone. Touchdown! Number 11, Jackson Perkle out of the backfield. No laundry on the field. Bears lead it with 56 seconds.
It's Cherokee Bluff playing their final home game of the regular season as they play host to the Jefferson Dragons in Region 8 AAA play on 97.5 Glory FM. And it's time to kick off the Lum Street Cafe pregame show, and it starts now.
97.5 Glory FM. WGTJ Radio presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Welcome to the countdown to kickoff of tonight's game with the Long Street Cafe pregame show. Let's go to the field for tonight's game on 97.5 Glory FM.
And hi, everyone. Welcome once again to high school football on 97.5 Glory FM tonight from Yona Field in Flowery Branch at Cherokee Bluff High School as the Bears celebrate senior night as they take on the Jefferson Dragons in the biggest game of the season. 2 weeks left in the regular season, and it could come down to next week with either Esau or Cherokee Bluff being the fourth team in the region in this very tough region with Jefferson, along with Monroe area and Oconee County. And those two teams are playing each other to see how the seed's going to be going into the state playoffs. And, Joe, right now we know North Hall is the number one team in the state in Class AAA, according to GHSA. The power rankings are right behind them. Oh, he's Jefferson Dragons.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting tonight, Mike, because as far as this region in 8-3A, Jefferson or Cherokee Bluff comes in as the number one offensive team in the region. Jefferson counters with the number one defense in the region. So it'll be interesting to see how that turns out tonight. If Cherokee Bluff can play a good offensive game and really pick on some maybe depletions, if you will, in Jefferson's defense, that'll help them out a lot. They played really good against Oconee County, just missed it by inches, you know, as far as winning that game. And they need the win tonight and to boost their ranking, if you will, and get them in the playoffs. I think they're 26 or something like that right now in the PSR. But it'd be nice for them to get a win tonight, that's for sure.
And, Harper, we saw Jefferson's a couple of weeks ago, and you see, to me, they could play right now, even on the small college level.
They're big where they need to be big, Mike. Offensive, defensive lines. You see that they only gave up 75 points all season. So in seven games, that's a great number. Mm-hmm. They're fast where they need to be fast. They're powerful when they need to go inside and get 2 or 3 yards. They seem to do that very consistently. Even though they're not leading the region or even, you know, just from an average standpoint offensively with the number of points, they're right there. Yeah, they got 238 points that they scored and given up only 75. They're a very good team. And Cherokee Bluff, if you don't mind me saying so, just to piggyback off what Joe said, at 5-3 and they're 1-2 in the region, they don't have any wiggle room. I'm sorry, you go 1-3, you may be looking on the wrong side. You got to win this game to give yourself some comfort. Jefferson has some room to wiggle because, you know, they're 3-0 right now. They don't want to lose, but I'm just saying that if they did tonight, that wouldn't affect them as much as it would if Cherokee Bluff goes to 1-3 with only one game remaining.
And that's next week. They'd wrap up the regular season because tonight's the last night of the regular season here at home. They'd go to East Hall next week, and East Hall is playing at West Hall tonight at the Hot Gates at Spartan Field. If East Hall wins that game, Jefferson wins this whole game, then it comes down to next week, the winner of East Hall and Cherokee Bluff going again as the number four team out of Region 8 AAA. As I mentioned, it is senior night here at Cherokee Bluff. We'll tell you more about that. Get ready for Jefferson and Cherokee Bluff here on the Long Street Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
Give me an L. L. Give me an O. Give me an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary. And they'll need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
There's nothing like cool, crisp air of fall in North Georgia after a hot, humid summer. Conditioned Air Systems is here to get your HVAC system ready for the changing seasons. With regular maintenance that saves you money on your energy bill, and look no further for quick, reliable plumbing repairs or installation services. Conditioned Air Systems has been a trusted name in Northeast Georgia for over 45 years. Call us today at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
At Jackson EMC, innovation is an ongoing cycle, a process without a beginning or an end, where one idea leads to the next. Solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient right choice homes, automated switch technology. What we do as an industry is vital. We keep communities powered, so we must always have an eye on the future. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
Opening the window.
And we are back here at Cherokee Bluff at Yonah Field for the last game of the regular season, year number 8 for these Cherokee Bluff Bears. The guys I was talking with, Coach Tommy Jones, getting ready for game plan. And now you're to the point here. And he's been here since day one. You're seeing these guys who have been Bears since day one, going through the middle school program all the way here to the high school program, and they know what it's like to play under Coach Tommy Jones all the way filtering down to that youth level when you first get here at the middle school.
And that's pretty cool, too. That he's seen these guys since they were 6, 7 years old come all the way through, and you got a Malcolm Millsap that's playing his last home game right here tonight as a senior. And Malcolm's been a big part of the Bears team for the last 4 years. So it's kind of one of those things, Harper, that, you know, you play your last high school game. It's really heartfelt and all that stuff, but you got to really focus and what you're out here. The goal is to win the game tonight.
Yeah, there's a lot of emotion that goes with that. You know, you think about what it was like when you first put on pads, or in my case, I had only started playing when I was a junior, so I still wanted to go. I wasn't ready to give it up, but some guys... And thank goodness that the program here has matured in the way that it has, Mike. Other programs in Georgia obviously have a much greater history, a longer history. This school didn't exist. This was a bunch of oak trees and a lot of squirrels and deer mm-hmm. running through this land 9 years ago, right? And then they just decided that it's growing too fast. And there's a lot of, in the northern portion of this state, there are a lot of people that are moving in, and so you're seeing new programs go. And other programs have flourished because of it. You think of Flower Branch 20 years ago going pretty much through the same thing with the Shaws and everything else. So yep. Very interesting how you make it. But congratulations for Coach Jones and for all of the efforts that he's had at the high school level to get these other kids that are good, they're talented, and get them to ready where they're ready to play for the Bears when they finally get into high school.
And Joe's very similar to the baseball program and also the basketball program. The girls' basketball team win the state championship. You and I have seen the baseball team play for the state title the last 2 years. Cherokee, but they've been here, say, over the past 5, 6 years. Every year they go into the state playoffs.
Well, and I pass off here to Gary. Gary Jefferson's been there year after year after year, it seems like, for years, because they're a well-established program. You played there years ago, and you know, having that playing a still a fairly fresh team in Cherokee Bluff, you know, you really don't know what to expect. You can watch all the huddle film you want to, but still, what are they going to have here on senior night?
Yeah, it's about matchups. Yeah, Amir, you mentioned I played for the Dragons. Amir, 54 years ago, I was suiting up on Friday nights for Jefferson. Where did all that time go?
Exactly.
Yeah. This is going to be an interesting game tonight. You know, you talked about the Cherokee Bluff offense and the Jefferson defense. Harper, you mentioned they only gave up 75 points all season. They gave up 35 points in one game. After that, they've only given up 40 points the rest of the way. So that means for the games since then, they've averaged giving up less than 7 points a game.
And that 35, if I'm not mistaken, was North Oconee, correct?
Yeah, who's going to beat a whole lot of people
exactly.
like that. I don't know how in the world they did that to Jefferson, because when we saw them against East Hall, they looked unstoppable. But it's going to be an interesting get-together here tonight. You see the fact that the Flowery Branch, the Cherokee Bluff brother quarterback's got 1,383 yards, and the Jefferson quarterback's got about 630. But he's also got some rushing to go with that. And you and I and Mike, we saw that freshman running back for the Dragons, and he looked pretty good against East Hall. And of course, they missed Max Brown. I mean, they wish they had him back, but they seem to have taken up the slack in a lot of ways. Watch for number 43 again tonight, C.J. Hayes, that freshman linebacker running back. He has kind of stepped into the role for the Dragons about toting that mail.
Gary, with all that, though, to me, though, all these numbers sound great offensively, but it all comes down to the matchup of the line of scrimmage tonight. Who can make holes? Who can protect whom in this ball game tonight?
Oh, sure. And Jefferson's a run offense, so they're going to try to open the holes up, and they're going to run between the tackles, and every now and then they'll throw it, and every now and then they'll run around the end, and they're trying to keep you off balance. Cherokee Bluff's going to line up, and they're going to pitch it to a lot of people. They got some receivers. It's got some fairly good numbers here. You got Jackson Perkle. He's got 741 yards rushing, and he's got 174 yards receiving. You got
and Malcolm Millsap, 537 yards.
He's got 537 yards receiving, 137 yards rushing. We got some more than that. And we didn't even talk about Dylan Haley. Haley, by the way, has gotten a lot of offers here lately, guys. He's gotten a lot of Division I.
Gary, pardon me, we're about to have the play of the national anthem. We're going to take a time out, be back with more. They're going to have a special edition of the national anthem being sung here in the press box. We'll take it back to the studio here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe.
Mary, did you know Longstreet Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at ghcfca.org.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Lord Jesus, thank you for Friday night football. Thank you for each and every player that's going to be playing across our area tonight. We pray that you keep them safe. We pray they have good sportsmanship. We pray, God, for great competition. And most of all, we pray for the safety of each and every athlete. May you bring them home safe tonight. But more than anything, may they all play for your glory, and somehow may your name be known. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Now, back to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
And back here at Cherokee Bluff, Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, Harper LaBelle, Mike Warford with you. Time for the starting lineup, Joseph.
Yes, sir. Cherokee Bluff on the offensive side. Wide receivers, number 9, Huddy Kemp. Number 8, Dylan Haley. Tight end will be number 10, Maddox Sudilovich. The tackles will be Jordan Maddox, number 78, number 67, Will Smith. The guards, 50, Izzy Alamani, and 58, Grant McElroy. The center will be 63, Cam Moore. Quarterback will be Cooper Deaton, number 3. Fullback will be Brett Pierce, number 43, and Jackson Perkle will be your tailback, number 11. And when the slot, when they're using the slot, Cole Brooks, number 1, will be sliding into that position. Four-man front, 4 defensively for Jefferson. Defensive end, 46, Jordan Robinson, and 8, Darren Pinkard. Defensive tackles, 52, Tyleek Rucker, and 35, Trip Porter. Linebackers, Griffin Drake, 3, 34, Dylan Baronelli. Number 7, Eli Prims, the other linebacker. And number 6, Chance Payton is a cornerback, along with number 16, Pops Parham. Safeties, Mac Gaddis, 26, and 21, Jacob Berardinelli. On the other side of the football for Jefferson, wide receivers are 4, Logan Edmonds, 17, Dalton Dye. The tight end, 46, Jordan Robinson. The other tight end, Caleb Bucci, number 81. Tackles will be 75, Clifton Williamson. Michael Pauley, number 73. The guards will be 79, Gavin Simmons, Vincent Ledbetter, number 53, and the center, Cortland Tillery, number 74. Quarterback starting will be Colton Grant, number 10. Running back starting will be number 43, C.J. Hayes, defensive side for Cherokee Bluff. 3-4 defense is what they'll run. Number 59, Joel Woodson will be defensive end, along with 0, Tony Rushing. Hudson Davis, number 60, will be the nose guard. The linebackers will be Maddox Sudilovich, number 10, 43, Bet Pierce. Number 5, Connor Cook. And number 16, Cade Maston. The cornerbacks will be Dylan Haley, number 8, and 28, Braden Couch. Free safety, Huddy Kemp, number 9, and number 21, Brock Hall, will be the strong safety.
All right, there are your starting lineups for tonight's ball game. And Gary be heading down there to midfield for the coin toss.
Yeah,
and we're way ahead of time. We still got like 9 minutes. So.
Well, the officials, Joe, we got a veteran crew here tonight.
All right.
Russ Nelson Zimmer is your referee. Umpire Stephen Caudell. The head line judge is Tim Tipton. Line judge is Quincy Brownlee. Field judge is Tyler Hobby. Anthony Amato is the side judge. Paula Tipton on the electric clock. And the famous Avery Niles tonight is running the play clock up there with you.
Got to give Avery a big hug a minute ago. I hadn't seen him all year, so I got to give him a big hug.
That was good. That was good. We talked about, Joe, you already mentioned that Cherokee Bluffs got the more offense in the region. They got a bunch of guys that's got over 500 yards that are close to it, added up receiving and rushing, and then they got several other guys that are about 200 yards or so.
Exactly.
So they got a lot of weapons. And what I'm saying is you just can't concentrate on one guy because somebody else might beat you.
I think the focus of now is going to be for these seniors. More than likely, this is their last game being played here at Yonah Field in their career. So you'll go out a winner if all possible, Gary.
Well, absolutely, but it's a tall order against the Dragons because they've got a lot of talent, too.
Oh, absolutely.
And
then there are two teams that stay behind North Hall right now.
Right. And depending on what happens tonight, we expect North Hall to have no problem at all. Johnson will probably be playing a lot of backups, but, you know, Cherokee Bluff is a much better opponent, shall we say, than Johnson, let's just be honest. So if the Dragons were to dominate this game, and maybe equal what North Hall does with Johnson, they might even leapfrog them. Who knows?
Well, if Jefferson wins this ball game and North Hall wins, North Hall drops at least a second, if not to third, because of it doesn't matter how many points you score. It's all one loss versus one loss versus one loss. And because of Johnson being winless, the Trojans would drop behind Jefferson if Jefferson wins this ball game. But if the Bluffs were to pull off the upset, then you might say them 1-2. But then also you have like down in middle Georgia, Sandy Creek, and also Peach County, trying to move up also in the rankings also. But the big thing is, top two teams would play at home all the way through the semifinals going into the state championship. And one big thing, you tell me how you guys think about this, is that the GHS, in their infinite wisdom, they decide to have a week off, a bye week, in between the last game of the regular season on October 31st and the first round of the state playoffs now on November 14th.
If you're beaten, banged up, I can kind of see it. But, the reason last year was because of Hurricane Helene.
Correct.
This year, luckily, we don't have a hurricane brewing out there. But I think, the only reason that I see the advantage is if you're beat up pretty bad. If you are, then it gives you an extra week to heal up. Maybe get a guy back that may have been lost there, Harper. And that's really the only advantage I see.
Not sure how to make my decision on – you give Bill Belichick 2 weeks to watch film,
mm-hmm.
He's going to learn how to beat you. So you could have a number four or a bottom-seeded team that figures out a couple of things and really takes advantage of that time and makes some corrections, and good for them.
How about this, for example? Gainesville High is playing their final game of the regular season out at City Park. They get 2 weeks off.
2 weeks off before they play again.
Yes.
Hey, you think there might be some rust or something like that, or a few penalties?
That's the question. Yep.
That's a recipe for sloppy football, but, you know, we don't control it. The powers that be do. And Mike, it's a good thing I can't tell any sarcasm in your voice when you said it the way that you did. I'm so glad.
You know, I worked with them for over 40 years, and I'm telling you, it's that way.
Sounded good to me.
That's
all.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You passed the inspection.
All right, you can tell the crowd's getting into this one right here, because this was going to be probably as close to a college game you might see on your end there, Harper.
Two very good football teams, and especially at the line. Jefferson impressed me greatly when we saw them a couple weeks ago at East Hall. They're big, they're fast, they've been well coached, and it's going to take a Herculean effort to try to move them off that mount here tonight. But I think the motivation, senior night, and a must-win basically scenario that Cherokee Bluff is in. Well, they're all purple pants, purple jerseys, but they're a good team. Let's see if they become a great team tonight as they make their way down the steps here in the west end of the stadium.
That's Coach Nolan, the head coach of the Dragons, one of those successful coaches in the GHSA. Tommy Jones, who has been so successful everywhere he has been, and he has been Papa Bear here since day one. Lead the Bears for the past eight seasons here at Cherokee Bluff.
There, finally, Jefferson came through the run-through. Looks like that. The Bears are fixing to come through. They're all in purple tonight with their white helmets, big white numbers. Jefferson in their white uniforms, red helmets, and blue and trimmed in red numbers. So I should be able to see them. They're a little bit further away than North Hall, but I can see them.
Yeah, and should be able to tell them apart, that's for sure.
Yeah, I believe so.
Won't be any mixing them up tonight with that. And folks, we're not talking maroon or any of that. This is a purple. Think Purple Rain.
Exactly. The captains are out there. You're going to have all the seniors are mainly the seniors. You've got number 43, Brett Pierce, number 6, Malcolm Milchell, number 3, Cooper Dean, number 7, Eric Johansson, who's injured. You got number 64. I'm trying to get the numbers as we go through here. 17, Keldon Harris, who's a receiver. Number 86, Jacoby Giuliano, is the kicker. Number 21, Brock Hall, who's a senior this year. Number 50, Izzy Alamany, is a senior this year.
There's only 9, Joe. That's a small number when you think about the program, and they've got over 20 juniors, over 20 sophomores, more than 20 freshmen out there. To only have 9 that made it through the 4 years here that are standing and remaining, it's a testament. But it is a smaller than usual number, isn't it?
It is. Vincent Ledbetter for Jefferson. Tripp Porter for Jefferson. Number 8 is Darren Pinkard, the captains for Jefferson, as they meet out there. And Gary will step in and get all the information.
Let's hear from Russ Seymour.
Teams, okay? What I got to have from the best sportsmanship you got, okay? Whistle the whistle. I want you to play hard, but when you hear the whistle, I want you to stop. If you're running, stop running. If you're tackling, stop tackling. If you keep running, you're going to get tackled, okay? Knock some up no matter what color. Chip will ask for one of you 7 to handle it for us, okay? We're men. Let's play the game like men, okay? All right, Jeff. Team. I got a cross his head. I got two. Tails is what he called. It is heads. You won the toss.
Cherokee Bluff has won the toss. Let's see what they're going to do with it. They're going to defer. Looks like Chance Payne was the captain that called it for the Dragons.
All right, so the Bears are going defense. Jarvis gets the ball to kick things up. We're back with the kickoff after this on 97.5 Glory FM.
Give me an L, give me an O, give me an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary. And they'll need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Tonight's game is brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Hardy Chevrolet, Siphon Logistics, Optimum Mechanical, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, North Hall Tire and Wheel, EMC Security, and by Riverside Pharmacy. It's time for the kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
Well, if we can say it this way, can the Bears be Dragon Slayers? I know the Dragons are bear hunting tonight. It's Cherokee Bluff and Jefferson Reach, an 8-5 play. And stepping in, as always, I'll bring you the play-by-play of Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Here's Joe Gailey.
Thank you, Michael. Get the picture, folks. Cherokee Bluff will be going left to right as you look at your radio dial this evening. Back to receive, it appears to be Jack Roberts. And looks like number 8, Darren Pinkard. I think we saw him against East Hall, a back deep, kicking for the Bears. Jacob Giuliano and Toby Slether right there. High, deep kick. Going to come down around the 4. Pinkard took it out to the 10, the 15, the 20, and bottled up right there nicely by two or three purple jerseys right around the 20, 21-yard line. And official on this side says 22, so that's where they'll have it. First, Maddox Sudilovich took him down. He was the lead tackler on that, so it'll be first and 10 for the Dragons.
And our Brad believes that field position will play a very key role in tonight's ball game.
Absolutely, Mike. A lot of things, emotions and everything. How do you maintain, keep your cool, don't have any penalties, don't do anything to put your team in jeopardy? All of those are a part of what's going to be important here tonight for really what is a playoff game here for Cherokee Bluff.
Quarterback puts a man in motion. They're going to pitch it out over here to the run of the back that came out of there. That looks like to be number Darren Pinkard at number 8. Yeah, he was in the slot. And he came around. Actually, it was a back on the right-hand side of the quarterback. Came around to this side and got it all the way out to the 36. So about a 14-yard pickup on first down for the Dragons.
Well, that's what they do to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hit you wide, hit you inside, throw it every now and then.
That slot position back kind of off the line is going to be Pinkard. Two wide outs on the far side is going to be Edmonds and Dye. One running back is going to be Hayes next to his quarterback on the left side. Hayes will take it, running up the middle. He's bottled up, but he gets away from one guy and gets about 4 yards up to they're marking it to 39. And that's where they give him about 3 yards. It'll be second down and 7. Short 7, long 6 for the Dragons.
He's a big kid for a freshman. He's kind of growing into the role here. I think he's got close to 400 yards of offense. And what he's been able to do for the Dragons, stepping in when Brown went down.
On the season, he's at 363 before that run, with 5 TDs. So that freshman's coming in, showing what he can do early. Almost had a man offside. They flip-flop guys to the other side. They're going to stack them up, almost triplets on the far side. They're in tight, though. Hand off to Hayes again. Hayes will have the first down. He's across the 45 to about the 47. It'll be a first down by about a yard.
It's just a grinder. You know, he got hit at the line of scrimmage, Joe. 2, 3, 4 other guys had a chance to get him. Next thing you know, he just keeps his legs churning. He's moving forward, and he gets the first down there at the 47-yard line. Churning, pushing hard, and, you know, just being strong, right? As a freshman, he's well above what a freshman-level player would be.
Got into the secondary. Braden Couch had to come in and help knock him down.
Wide outs on either side. That's Dyne Edmonds. Got Pickard over to one side. He's coming to the near side now. Ball's almost in the middle of the field, almost on the logo. Quarterback gets it, hands off to Hayes again. Hayes trying to push and then tried to do the tush push, but honestly, right there, Cherokee Bluff guys just kind of stood him up and didn't let him do it that time.
Yeah.
Cade Maston in on the stop. Got about 2 yards, maybe. Second down and 8.
Yeah. He and Joel Woodson Joel is just a sophomore.
They got the digital down marker and yard marker, guys. I kind of like that. I can see it, especially the down marker, nicely.
You like it when you can see it better?
I do like it when I see it.
It makes it a lot easier, doesn't it?
It does. Second down, 8 yards to go. Two wideouts, three wideouts, two on the near side. Two backs, one on either side. Quarterback will take it. I think somebody missed something right there, but the quarterback, Colton Grant, was up and got about 5 yards out across midfield to the 46-and-a-half, called the 47-yard line of Cherokee Bluff. It'll be third down and about four. A short four.
Joe, it almost
Dragons.
Looked like Chris Berman, if he were here, go whoop. There wasn't anybody there to hand the ball off to, but he immediately went back to the line of scrimmage and found a little bit of a hole. Nice gap there for, as you said, just about a 4 yard pickup. They need a solid three here for a first down.
Well, he didn't hesitate, and I think that made a big difference right there. As soon as he saw that man wasn't there, he took off. He's turned his head
maybe
around.
Maybe it's something he's done before and faked us out.
Hand off to Hayes. Hayes going to bounce around. No, the quarterback kept it that time. He's going to get the first down there. Pushed him all the way across the 40, down to about the 37-yard line. Wow. Gary, they just kept pushing that time, and he got the first down.
Well, Grant's no stranger to running the ball. He came into this game with 230 yards on the ground, a couple of touchdowns.
So down to the 38.
They just pound on you. Here we come. Stop us if you can.
38-yard line now. First and 10 for the Dragons. We're at the 8-minute and 43-second mark of the first quarter in this big Region 8-3A game. Good crowd from Jefferson here. And, of course, it's senior night, so a good crowd for the Bears.
Yeah, they were kind of late arriving, but they sort of filled in some of the gaps.
First down. Two wideouts, far side, tight end on this side, standing up. Going to hand off to no quarterback's back to pass. Got hit as he let go of it. It is all in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Logan Edmonds, that time. Right through his hand, Logan sucked the hands up and went right through his hands, and Jackson Perkle, defensive back right there, step for step with him.
Gary, it looked like he almost slowed down at the 20, even though if he had kept running, the ball would have hit him right in the hands.
Yeah.
He underran it and unfortunately didn't read it very well in the lights.
Just a little bit too far out of his reach.
Second down at 10 now for the Dragons, ball on the Bears' 38-yard line. Running back on either side of the quarterback, Grant. Going to hand off to Pinkard. Pinkard rolls out to the far side, the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25, the 20, down to the 15, inside the 15, down around the 12-yard line, it looks like. Big gain for Jefferson. It'll
their
be a first
down. Explosive play of the ball game, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and what we said in the pregame.
Yep.
Between the tackles. And all of a sudden, boom, they took it around the end, or they throw a pass.
25-yard pickup that time for Pinkard and the Dragons. Be first and 10 down at the 13-yard line is where he's spotted. First down for the Dragons. Going to split out Logan Evans to the far side. You'll have Dalton Dye over to the near side. Ball on far hash mark here at Cherokee Bluff. Dragons going right to left as you look at your radio. Half snap back. You're going to hand off to that big running back, Hayes. Hayes across the five, a flag. Comes in, Hayes brought down finally by number five that time. That's going to be Connor Cook.
At the line, Joe, I think somebody put a hand up in Hayes' face. They might have tweaked the face mask. Let's see.
Yep, face mask is what they've got. Exactly, good call there, Gary. And if it's going to be half the distance after the run, that'll put it down around the two.
Yeah.
And the way the officials looking at it, that's what it's going to be down at the 2-yard line, first and goal for the Dragons. Nose of the football touching the two, the hash mark on the near side.
Well, they knew this coming in. Cherokee Bluff knew it coming in. This is what Jefferson does.
I'm sure that Coach Jones and the staff have been looking at that film heavily.
Well, they're in the goal line defense. They expect to run here.
One man back, quarterback's under center. This handoff to Pinkard. He got stopped right there. And beating back, number five, Connor Cook, knocked him down at the line of scrimmage right there. Connor read it right that time as Pinkard was coming around from the far side, came to the near and knocked him down.
Yep, no gain at all. He shot the gap, 5'11", 180 pounds, so he can lay a lick on you, and he just stopped him.
But the linebackers have got to do that.
Yep, linebacker stepped up that time. He got four. Looks about six guys on the line. Everybody's kind of cheating up. Quarterback under center with actually two fulls almost, or a full of tail. That's going to hand off to the tailback. He's going to try and squirt across the right side. Quarterback says he got it. So did the far side touchdown Dragons.
Yep.
C.J. Hayes with the touchdown.
He ran right off the guard. Between the guard and the tackle, Joe, there was a little bit of crack right there, and Hayes saw it and stuck it in there for 2 yards and 6 points.
Ledbetter and Williamson, the blocking guy, and, of course, they doubled up on that far side with Bootsy and brought Robinson, the tight end, on that side to help with the blocking. Number 11, Boone Horn, the backup quarterback, will be the holder. The kicker is Taylor McCall. There's a snap to hold. The left-footed kicker puts it high and through the goal.
Transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Big kick by Taylor McCall down to Millsap, down about the one, and he brought it out to about the 15, I believe, is where they're going to spot it at. Yeah, for 15, that's a 16, between the 15 and 16.
That's pretty generous, too. There wasn't a whole lot of blocking for the young man. He fought like crazy to get just past the 15-yard line. They'll mark it at the 16. But
ball's on the far hash mark. Got three wideouts on the near side. You've got one guy behind Cooper Dean, that's Jackson Perkle. And move a guy over. That's Malcolm. Fakes to this side, pass over to this side, and he goes. Good tackle right there. Got it out to Millsap, and he caught it, and then Bo Parker was able to come up and knock him down right there. Got it out there to Dylan Haley, was the receiver, but he lost 2 yards trying to go with the screen, but Bo Parker read it beautiful.
I'll tell you what, great tackle. Mm-hmm. Open field, you got a guy coming right at you. He went for his knees. He got a little bit below it, but he just cut the legs out from under him and knocks him flat, 2 yard loss.
Haley on the near side. One running back, that's Rushing. Rushing's the running back, going to hand off to Tony. Tony goes around the far side, trying to get some yardage. They stop him out around the 11. He got back to that original line of scrimmage around the 11-yard line. It'll be third down in about nine. Maybe got about three on the carry.
You mean
16-2?
Yeah, 16-17. Yes, they're on the 17 is where they're saying.
Yeah, it's a little shy of the 17, but call it that. I see what you mean about those digital down markers, Joe. It tells you how many yards to go. Third and nine. Look at that.
Hey, we're all going to be replaced by robots before you know it, guys.
Well, they're talking about that in baseball now.
Cooper Dean with one man in motion. That's going to be Jackson Perkle. He catches a little flare pass out to the near side. He's out near the 20 before he's knocked out of bounds around the 22, maybe 23. He won't be close to the first down. Still going to be shy of that. Going to give him out to about the 22, 23. It'll be fourth down and about three. They'll have to punt it, I think. But now Cooper Dean's coming off, so they're going with the punt team.
Yeah, Eli Prim shoved him out shy. Mm-hmm. Good play by Prim, the junior linebacker for the Dragons.
Giuliano will step in to do the punting, and now we've got a timeout on the field called by Jefferson out there with 5:13.
Yep.
Give you an idea, Joe, on the opening drive for Jefferson, they went 78 yards and 11 plays, eating up 5 minutes, 20 seconds of the clock. Now their defense holds the Bears to 3 and out.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing really the Bears did not want.
Yeah, it would have been nice to come back and score, put some points on the board right there after that long drive by Jefferson. And now they've got to get a good punt from Giuliano right here and hopefully no return by the Dragons. One man deep, that's number 17. That will be Dalton Dye, receiver position. He'll be standing right on the hash mark on the near side.
Seems he had a pretty good game against East Hall, didn't he, Dye?
Giuliano gets a good snap. They come, but not real good. Good high kick. It's coming over. It's going to a fair catch. Wow, he almost dropped it. And about the 38-yard line. A decent kick that time by Giuliano.
Yeah, he put it really high, 27 to 12. About a 39-yard punt with no return. Plenty easy to cover because it was up in the lights.
And that's what you like to see from your punter. Get away up there, give your gunners and your guys a chance to get down and cover the play. Be first down now for the Dragons. Ball will be on their own 38-yard line, 39-yard line. Ball's right in the middle of the field, coming on this hash mark, almost, between the middle of the field and the hash mark on this side. Ball's a 39 of Jefferson, 5:06 in the quarter. Jefferson comes out, Colton Grant in the backfield, your quarterback. There's two backs on either side of him. You got Pierce on the other side. Two guys out wide on the far side, going to hand off to Hayes. Hayes going to get knocked back. He might have got a half a yard to a yard up to the 39, maybe.
That was a really good play that time.
Hudson Davis, nose tackle in on the tackle. Second down. 10 yards to go.
Yeah, Davis just sort of stood him up in the hole, didn't he?
Yep. Stood him right up. Ball's on 39, second down. You got Colton Grant. You got kind of stacked up on the far side with receivers, a slot. One guy Pinkert in there. They're going to throw it long across the top, way over his head. Intended receiver was number 81 that time. That is Caleb Boosie. Yep, he was the intended receiver, the tight end, and it was over his head a good couple of yards.
Yeah,
incomplete.
Braden Crouch matching him step for step, but Jefferson's quarterback has got to rein it in just a tiny bit. That's two. He had open receivers, and he just threw it beyond them.
North Hall leads Johnson 14-0 in the first quarter. Two long passes by the Trojans offense. Third down and 10. Wide receivers, three side on this side, one on the far side. Back to pass is the quarterback, Grant. Looking, has time, threw it in the middle. Going to be complete, I think, to number four right there. They say it is. Logan Edmonds is the man that caught it. He caught it just across the 50 at the 48.
Covered up by Huddy Kemp. Colton Grant came into this game with 630 yards passing, so he can throw the ball. He just doesn't have to a lot.
14-yard pickup and a first down for the Jefferson Dragons. Ball's at the 48 now. We're at 4 minutes exactly here in the first quarter.
Cherokee Bluff did bring a blitz. They brought six guys that time. Every one of them was picked up, and quarterback had enough time to get it over the middle, get the first down.
Two wide outs, two backfield. Going to have a flag this time. Somebody moved earlier with offsides. They're talking to the white hat and letting him know what we've got, and it's going to be illegal procedure on the offense. It'll back them up five. And that's the first flag of the night, Michael, I believe.
We had the one with the face mask.
Oh, that's right. We had the face mask down there. Thank you, gentlemen.
Here's a score for you, Joe. Of course, the Jefferson fans over in Jackson County. Commerce looking for their first win of the season. They're playing Banks County, leading 7-3 in the first.
The Battle of Banks Crossing, I think they call that one.
Boy, been a long season for the Tigers.
First down and 15. Ball's back across the 50 on the 47 of Jefferson. Got two backs, are kind of offset, two wideouts. Handed off to the running back, Hayes. Hayes stiffed under, got the 50 to the 45, the 40, down to the 35. Finally got run out of bounds around the 31, and the flag comes in late as they tackled him out of bounds. They should have just let him go, but they rode him hard outside the white paint into the purple.
Two flags, Joe.
Yeah.
Both of the side judges tossed it up there. You know, Hayes just runs under his pads. Mm-hmm. When he found himself getting hit, he lowered his shoulder, took another hit up high, and just kept those legs churning.
So the personal foul against Cherokee Bluff, 15-yarder. Late hit out of bounds, pushes it all the way down to the 16, a penalty that they ill afford to have right here, Cherokee Bluff.
No, you're in mistakes in a game where you needed to play almost mistake-free.
First down, ball's at 16, as I said. Jefferson will have it. Colton Brown will bring them up. Their huddle was back near the 40, so they had a long way to trot up there to get up out of the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they've got to talk to the center. That's the center's responsibility.
Exactly.
Like, come on, man. Pay attention,
pull them up,
buddy.
Here. Three wideouts, going to hand off to Pinkert this time. Pinkert trying to go through. Gets down to about the 11, about a five-yard pickup on first down for the Dragons.
Well, it really speaks a lot, in my opinion, guys. it takes several Cherokee Bluff defenders to get anybody down. This is not a one-on-one type thing. These guys run hard, as Gary said. They run under their pads. They're low. Their angle. They're in the right direction. They fall forward. A lot of good things that they do, and it's very tough over four quarters to stop that.
Second down and five. One running back is Hayes. Two wideouts far side. One guy in a slot. Bacon going to throw the flow pass over to 81. Caleb Boosie with a touchdown.
That was a beautiful pass, a beautiful fake.
Just a little lot. Boosie went down from his slot position, almost a tight end, but he just stepped back. Went down, just floated into the end zone, caught it over his left shoulder. A nice little fade pass that time by the quarterback.
And Grant set it up with a nice fake. They bit on the fake, and the linebackers left them, the defensive backs left him alone.
Taylor McCall to attempt the extra point with 2:40 left here in the quarter. Snap, the hole, the kick is up and high again. It is good. 14-0 Dragons at 2:40 left in the first.
And we're back to the kickoff in 1 minute for Cherokee Bluff on 97.5 Glory FM.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
McCall's kick took it all the way down, bounced at about the 1 or 2 and rolled into the end zone for the touchback. Cherokee Bluff will take over first and 10 from their own 20 with 2 minutes and 40 seconds left here in the first quarter.
And that scoring drive, Joe, went 61 yards on 6 plays, eating up just over 2 minutes of the clock.
3 wideouts and 1 running back, that's Perkle. Quarterback Dean takes the snap, rolls to the near side, looks back to the far side, complete out to the far side to Matic Sudilovich. Sudilovich is going to get about 5 yards out to the 25-yard line. Nice job by Maddox that time. Good catch and rolled out there, and a good tackle by Jefferson.
Yeah, Chance Payne, defensive back, 6 foot, 180 pounds. One-on-one on him and took him down.
Come back out. You've got Perkle comes back in. This time you've got number one, Cole Brooks, in a receiver position along with Dylan Haley.
They're in that pistol.
Out wide. In the pistol this time, they move the man Perkle over to the right-hand side of the quarterback. One man in motion. Dean's going to take it himself or try to and gets out maybe to the 26. Got about a yard. They were going to try and follow, it looked like, number nine, Huddy Kemp through there. Carter Rinales makes the tackle.
Well, Tripp Porter, too, had him around the ankles, and Porter is a load to drag. He's listed at 235.
Dang.
Cooper's helmet comes off during the tackle.
Oh.
So he's got to come out of play. That's, yep. You don't want that, right? You got to bring in another quarterback.
C.J. Payne, the backup quarterback, sophomore, comes in because Cooper's helmet came off during the play. He's got to come out for a play.
You need about,
three yards. Yep,
three and a half.
Ball's at the 27. Got to get to right at the 30, maybe a tad over. Payne takes it, looks to pass. Going to let, put him in the gun, throws a little fade up the top. Did he catch it? No, are they saying yes or did he drop it? Huddy Kemp caught it right there, but I think they're saying incomplete.
Well, if they're going to throw a targeting flag, I wouldn't have no problem with that. Huddy took one right in the chops as soon as he catches that ball.
Yes, one of the Jefferson defensive backs, and I'm sorry I missed the number, but whoever it was absolutely lit him up.
Well, and the penalty's going to be against Jefferson. The side judge on that side's having to explain what he had. But if you guys are right, he hit him right there at the base of his helmet.
He was defenseless. But he hadn't even brought the ball down yet. 50-50 ball, he had to go up and get it.
First down. That's the first down for the Bears this evening. Comes at the 1:24 mark of the first quarter.
With that penalty, it'll be go out to the 41-yard line now. First down, best field position right now here in the, early in the first quarter.
You know, Cook brings them up. 1, 2, 3 wideouts, two on the near side. And a handoff this time to Rushing. Rushing trying to get out to the 50, gets to the 49, gets about 2 yards. He's second and 8.
Matt Gaddis on the stop.
Big Matt Gaddis is always active in there. He makes a lot of tackles for the Dragons.
I think Cooper Dean has grown about 2 inches in height, maybe about 15 pounds in weight since they measured him. He's listed at 6'3". And
he's a big
195,
boy.
But yep. I think he's closer to 6'5".
Second down. That's 7 now. Out to Dean. Dean's going to throw it to this side to Haley. Haley caught it around the 49. And
dropped it. Let's see if he had possession. I don't. He came down with it, but
no. Nope, they're gonna say he dropped it out there.
Let's see, dropped it.
Mm-hmm. And we third down and 7 now. Berninelli, Jacob Berninelli, defensive back, came up, knocked it loose, and knocked him out of bounds. Number 21, Brock Hall, comes in the game, wide receiver. Brock, the son of Brian Hall, North Hall standout back in the day. A snap to Dean. Looking, had time to throw it. Oh, intercepted right there at the 42. Comes back the other way. That's going to be Pinkard. Pinkard across the 30, the 25, down to the 20.
Ran into his own man.
Yep. And he threw, he was going, trying to get it out there to Haley, and he threw it kind of a little bit behind him. And then right inside, Pinkard stepped right toward the Huddy Kemp. Harper tells me, and Pinkard stepped right in front and got the interception.
Yeah, and he ran into Eli Prim because he couldn't get out of the way. They were pinning him, trying to pin him against the sidelines, Joe, and forced him into a crowd. He hit Prim in the back, knocked him down, and knocked Pinkard down too.
Not a 27-yard return down to the 21-yard line of Cherokee Bluff with 38 seconds left here in the quarter. Already leading 14-0. They just stopped desperately right here, do the Bears.
They do not need to go down 3 scores, not even out of the first quarter yet.
Two guys wide on the far side. Two guys in the backfield. Dean takes the snap, fakes the handoff. No, that's Horn this time. Horn rolls out the far side, throws it. Complete on the far side, but you got a flag in the backfield back here at the 27-yard line. The back pass is complete, but it's going to be a holding against the Dragons, and it'll come back. And that saved him right there, that hole did, because the pass was complete down inside the 10 at the 7. Wow. That was Boone Horn, number 11, the backup quarterback, come in and threw that dart down to his receiver, Logan Edmonds, that time. Throw it back over here. That'll back him up after the holding call, back him up 10 yards from the spot. And it'll be 29-yard line. It'll be first down and 20. Now at the 31-yard line, excuse me. Bring up everybody in tight right around there. You got Boone Horn still in the quarterback. You got 43 C.J. Hayes in the backfield, and now you've got a timeout. Offsides on the offense. Offsides on the offense. It gives them 5 more, so they're first and 25.
Something putting them behind the chains here.
Well, and that's good on Cherokee Bluff's that side of the football for sure right there to push them back. Now let's see how Jefferson answers and how Cherokee Bluff takes advantage of that 15 yards and penalties on those two plays. First and 25, ball is on the 36-yard line of Cherokee Bluff, 32.4 seconds. Still Horn, got guys moving, flip-flopping three from one side to the other, coming to the near side. They kind of stack on top of one another, going to hand off to Hayes. Hayes busts through the first line to the 30, trying to get away, and he's holding for dear life. One guy had a hold of an ankle, wouldn't let go. Ball's going to be down at the 30-yard line, so he gets about 6. It'll be second down now and about 27, or excuse me, about 18. I apologize.
Again, there's 5, 6 guys that need to hold on for dear life, or else C.J. Hayes is going to run them over. This will be the last play of the first quarter.
That's the end of the first quarter right there as it counts down 14-0. Jefferson leads.
And we're back in the second quarter in 1 minute. You're tuned to 97.5 Glory FM.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
EMC Security.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security, smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Back to start the second quarter. Second down, about 18 yards to go for Jefferson. They're going left to right now. Hand off to Pinkard. Pinkard trying to bust through the line. He's going to get about four more, maybe out to the 26-yard line. It'll be third down now and about 14, maybe 15 for the Dragons. Trying to keep it in the middle of the field. That's where it is, the 26. One man in, one man out for the Bears. And the 14 for Jefferson comes in the game. That's Walker Holman, a wide receiver, going to come in and split out to the far side. And you've got Logan Edmonds here on this side. Dalton Dye, Caleb Boosie, all on the near side. Quarterback is still Boone Horn. And C.J. Hayes is the running back. Hand off to C.J. going around the far side. No, that's Pinkard. Pinkard stutter-stepped and got across the 20 down to maybe the 19. Give him about 6 yards. It'll be fourth down and nine. They'll bring in their kicking team.
About a 36-yarder, give or take.
Yep. Taylor McCall, Boone Horn, the holder. And Taylor McCall, the kicker, the left footer. He'll stand at the kick attempt from about the 26. It'll be a 36-yard attempt.
Boy, he is short, too. It's if you had a tall guy, I'd put him right there in the middle, try to block it.
Snap good. The kick is up. It's straight up there. And it is good. 17-0 with 10:32 in the first. Second.
There's your three-score lead. We're back in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
There's nothing like cool, crisp air of fall in North Georgia after a hot, humid summer. Conditioned Air Systems is here to get your HVAC system ready for the changing seasons. With regular maintenance that saves you money on your energy bill, and look no further for quick, reliable plumbing repairs or installation services. Conditioned Air Systems has been a trusted name in Northeast Georgia for over 45 years. Call us today at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
And that kickoff sailed into the end zone from Taylor McCall about 3 or 4 yards, so Cherokee Bluff will take it. Yes, first and 10 at their own 20. Their next possession with the 10:32 mark, down by 17. They need to come down and get a touchdown right here, fellas. The Bears do. Perkle in the backfield. Got Pearson over there on one side of him, too. That's rushing, excuse me. No, that is Pierce. Going to hand off, or this time Perkle's trying to get out around the far side, and he's not going to do it. It's just good pursuit to the far side, and two big white jerseys knock him out of bounds on the far side.
Now, they ran like a wishbone, right? A pitch there by the quarterback. It goes out to Jackson Perkle there at the wing, and there's just nobody blocking for him out there. He had three different guys wearing the wrong color jersey that were trying to get him. It ends up being a loss of close to 3 yards there on that one, Joe.
Griffin Drake leading there, number three, one of the linebackers tracking him out there to the far side. You got three, four wideouts, two on the far side, one in motion. Coming to the near side, Cooper Dean trying to get away. He's going to be sacked in the backfield, back around the 6 yard line. Holy moly. That guy got in there and didn't let go. That was number 44 That is big number Mason Price. Got in there and made the stop for Jefferson.
Well, Cooper Dean's big enough to where he's probably a Ben Roethlisberger type guy where he goes, okay, I dare you to bring me down because I'm stronger and bigger than you are.
Yeah.
Not so much. You mentioned Mason Price doing a great job of just slinging him around the waist and then just pulling him and getting him down to the ground. So third and 21.
Got to Cooper Dean running back out there with number 10.
They're going to have to call a timeout. There's only 4 seconds here on the play clock.
4-3-2 and a timeout called by Cherokee Bluff.
We'll take a 30-second timeout here at 17-0 Jefferson on 97.5 Glory FM.
As an electric cooperative, Jackson EMC must always have an eye on the future, exploring the newest innovations taking place in every area of our business. Ideas that lead to a better use of resources and improved ways of conducting business. Automated switch technology, iPads in the field, and internal networking that enable us to pinpoint outages, access complex mapping, and provide faster response times. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
So back after the timeout.
They're still in the timeout on either sideline, which is, they usually come back pretty quick, but that one didn't take as long, surprisingly. In between the scores, they're zooming through them. The white hat is like, Russ Nelson is like, hey, let's get it going, fellas. I'm going to put it down. Y'all need to kick it. The ball will be back at the 9-yard line. Third down and a long way. They're saying, was it 21 on the
21.
Board over there for Cherokee Bluff. Three wideouts near side. One running back, that's Perkle. You got a tight end. You're going to roll to this side as Cooper Dean looking to pass. Throws a high bomb right up over the top. Intercepted again almost. No, it's going to be incomplete. Almost intercepted by number 28 that time. That was Bo Parker. He almost made a great catch. The intended receiver was number one, Cole Brooks. Cole jumped, but looked like Parker came up there and kind of knocked it away from him right there at the 45.
Parker reaches out with both hands like Willie Mays to try to catch it. It bounces off him, and for a split second, Cole Brooks had it in his hands, but he wasn't able to hold on.
Giuliano with a punt from in his end zone. He touches about a yard deep. They'll catch it right there around the 37-yard line. That's number 17. Dalton Dye, the wide receiver, and the kick returner. Caught it up at 47. It'll be first and 10 for the Dragons on the short field with 8:53 left here in the second.
Yeah, real short field.
28-yard punt.
Yeah.
And Joe, updating with a couple of scores here in Region 6 AAA play. White County on top of Chesapeake 14-0 in the second quarter. Northall over Johnson. Last score we had was 21-0. It just keeps building for the Trojans.
Dawson County.
Dawson County, top of Lumpkin County, 14-0. What a surprise that is. Thank you, Nathan.
Pass over the top. Oh, nice job by the defender, number 21 that time. Dalton Dye was intended receiver, number 21. Brock Hall stuck his hands up at the last moment to deflect it and knock it away.
I think it hauled him in the back of the head. Yep. In the helmet.
It was pretty close.
Kept it away from Dye, though.
Yep, kept it away from him. The quarterback, Colton Grant, the starting quarterback, is back in the game now for Jefferson. And he was going long that time. They're splitting the guy out wide on the near side. He was almost lined up offside. That was number, looks like James, let's see, number 46, Emmanuel Battle. Eli Prim in the backfield, going to pitch off to Prim. Prim came over a couple steps and shot right in there behind the guard and attack on the end on this side and got about 5 yards out to about the 31.
Broke a couple of tackles, Joe, at the line of scrimmage and got into the secondary before he was wrestled out.
I like how he did that there, Gary and Harper. He came over and got it and kind of got a little hop, planted his feet, and took off forward and got 6 yards.
He's just going to read the tackle, the tight end. He's going to find a hole. If it doesn't exist when he's got it 5 yards behind the line, when he gets to the line, it should be open by then. So excellent read by the young man.
Third down and four now. Ball's on the 31-yard line of Cherokee Bluff. Three wideouts, two on the near side. And off to Pinkard. Pinkard busts a tackle at the 30, down to about the 27. Should be a first down for the Dragons.
Yeah, Maston and Pierce rode him down from behind, but he's going to be very close to the first down here.
They're going to actually measure? I thought that was illegal.
I've seen it a time or two, but they don't do it often.
And we, you know,
not this year you haven't.
The funny thing about it, they're going to stop and look. They're actually going to come out and chain it right here, fellas. How about that? Be the first time this year, and I think the only second time in the last 2 years, Mike, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, we saw it in that West Hall game twice in one game. That was the last time we saw it. That's been a couple years ago.
Yep. Well, it's fourth down. They're going to come out and measure to see where it is, and then go from there as they get all their chains and down markers set to see what's going on. They don't have to bring it far because the ball's spotted on the far side.
Yeah.
That's a blessing right there, I would think.
Which is strange because the Darren Picker was tackled in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
He moved the ball over. That's not where he ran.
I'm going to say first down.
Okay.
We'll give him the first down by the little dimples on the football. I can't give him first down.
I thought he was about 6 inches shy, but they looked at it and said, give it to him.
At least it was one of those like in Alabama a couple years ago when Saban was looking down and pointing, and it was very well short. You could tell on the camera angle. He was like, no, but they gave him the first down.
Remember when that used to be by the hair on your chinny chin chin?
Exactly. First down now. Ball's at the 27-yard line for Jefferson. Two wideouts near, one guy in a tight end. Bring up seven on the line for Cherokee Bluff. Put one guy in motion. That's going to be Dye. And running right in the middle, trying to get that first down. I think he got it. And they ran right across. Prim was the running back. Took it across to do there. And Prim, I think, got the first down by about a yard.
No, they got it last play. So so now it's second down.
Second down.
Yeah.
Okay, my bad. Apologize.
They got it.
So
no gain on that one.
Last one.
But they did stop him at the line of scrimmage.
Well, it's interesting. They had almost like a goal line situation where they had eight guys on the line of scrimmage there for the Cherokee Bluffs Bear defense. And they met him right at the line of scrimmage. No gain.
Second down, 10. Flip-flopping a couple of guys. Logan Edmonds going to the far side. Drinkard in motion. Number 17, Dye, the wide out. Quarterback is Grant. Grant got stacked up right around the 25-yard line. He took off running. He was trying to pass, and he went out to the far side there, Gary, and tried to shoot in. Only got about a yard.
Yeah, I think Davis and Hall kind of spun him to the turf after that. He only got a yard, third and nine.
But he spun him forward. You want to take him backwards, but
right.
The grip that the guy had, he was literally just trying to get him down to the ground, but he slung him forward, so he ended up gaining a yard instead of getting a sack for about three.
Third down and nine, going to have a timeout called by Jefferson right there with 6:21 in the second quarter.
We'll take it with. We're back in 30 seconds with Cherokee Bluff on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve
you. At least the first half, which is nuts.
Back here at Yona Field, Cherokee Bluff. Let's score update from a few miles to our west. North Hall up 28-0 at the end of the first quarter. Third down and nine now for the Dragons. Cherokee Bluff needing a stop right here. Colton Grant, one running back. Now we've got another timeout call right behind it. Cherokee Bluff.
Well, they saw something they thought they didn't like.
Yep. Something they didn't like right there. Good call there, Gary. And so we got to call another one right here with 6:21 remaining.
You know, Colton Grant, he's a big quarterback for a high school quarterback. He's 6'3 and like 200 pounds.
Well, he's like Cooper Dean. They're both pretty good sized guys.
Pretty good sized kids.
You know?
And if you need a yard or two, you just put it in his hands.
Might be your power forwards in basketball this year. You never can tell. Have to wait a few more weeks down the road, which Mike. Our coverage starts here around the, 18th, I believe it is?
Of November, yes.
Yeah, here in a couple weeks. Third down, 9 yards to go now, 6:21, 17-0. Jefferson leads it. Grant with one man back there. You got three, four wideouts. Ball's on the far hash mark. One man was in motion, throwing it to Prim. Prim caught it, I think. No, incomplete, they're saying.
Oh.
Right there at the 15, yeah. He tried to bring it down, and it looked like it hit him right in the thigh, and it popped away from him there, Gary.
And Cade Maston hit him just as the ball got there and apparently jarred it loose. I thought he had it too, Joe. He got fourth down and nine now. Let's see.
See if they'll try and kick another long one right here. I don't see. They got the horns coming out, and you've got
43-yarder, give or take.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a strong leg. Yeah. He just, like you said, Harper, he just needs to get on the ball real quick and get it up over the line of scrimmage because he's not a real big guy, the kicker.
Taylor McCall, Mike, standing at the 36. Ball placed at the 32. It's got length, and it is no good off to the left.
Yep.
It'll remain 17-0 at 16 in the first half.
Big play there for the Cherokee Bluff defense.
Big hole right there, Michael. Exactly. That's Cherokee Bluff needed that boost, and they'll take over from where the ball was right there at the 27-yard line. About 7 more yards advantage than what they have had the last couple of times. They need to go down and score right here, guys, to give them a good inning. They'll get the ball to start the second half, but a good 6-minute drive and a score would be just what Tommy Jones would like.
Especially wrapping up this first half, they get the ball to start the second half, too.
Exactly. Cooper Dean with Jackson Perkle in the backfield. A couple of wideouts, one on either side. One tight end. Man in motion is Haley. Coming to the near side, he'll stop. Hand off to Perkle. Perkle got a little daylight there. The 25, the 30, got a first down to the 31. Nice job by Alamany. Smith and Moore that time to open it up on the left side. He was able to get through there and get 11 yards for the first down. Big first down for the Bears.
One of the Berardinelli brothers, Jacob, was the one who had him around the ankles, Joe.
Now down to 31, first and 10 now. Haley out to the far side, Millsap to the near side. You're looking to pass this time, a floater over the top, trying to go to Haley. Oh, just out of his reach. And gets it in there late. They wanted interference, the coaches did on Cherokee Bluff. That was 50 yards away from you guys. I don't know how you could have seen it. But either way, it'll be second down, ball at the 31.
Actually, a well-thrown ball. I thought it was didn't have a lot of zip on it, a lot of arc, but it was well-thrown.
And when I say floater, that's kind of what I mean there, Harper.
Yeah, a lot of air
like
underneath.
Like a fade.
It. Yep.
Up in the end zone.
But accurate. Got both hands on it. Just wasn't able to hold on to it there at the 40-yard line on the other side of the field.
Millsap on the far side. Huddy Kemp on the near side this time. One man in motion. That's Pierce. Hand off to Perkle. Perkle got about 4 or 5 and ran head on right in to one of the linebackers, Berardinelli, and got him down to the 38. Picked up about 7 that time. Almost 8. It'll be third down in about 2, maybe 3, third and 3 now for the Bears.
Boy, both of the Berardinelli brothers that time dumped him, Dylan and Jacob, Joe.
Yeah.
They had him up and just dumped him face first into the turf.
Tony rushing in at a receiver position.
Running back.
He's running back. Pistol.
Yep.
Thank you. Running back position. Getting a little power in there. Tony gets in there, kind of sliding to one side, looking to pass. Now the big man Dean's got to run. He's going to be stopped short of the first down. Tony was like, ooh, I was open for a second.
Flag.
And they closed it up and got a flag.
Yeah, not enough guys on the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
Cherokee Bluff will get hit up for 5 unless Travis Nolan says, nope, we're going to decline it. Force a punt.
Yep.
Yeah, illegal procedure. On Cherokee Bluff,
I think
they're going to decline it. They're taking the play. They'll be 4th and 3. Yeah.
Brings up 4th down.
Jump in while here's a score for you. In City Park, second quarter, Roswell 16, Gainesville nothing.
Wow. That's something, isn't it?
A little bit of a surprise there.
Nathan says they got 7.
16-7, Nathan says, from City Park. One man out wide.
And if it's who am I going to trust? I'm going to trust Nathan.
Brock Hall is about wide.
Oh,
and they,
they were going for the fake.
Ah.
Snap to the up guy, but I bet they don't
snapped
now.
Snap to Russian, but they got the illegal procedure. Giuliano was back. They got it to Russian, and it looked like he might have had a little room on his side, but we'll never know now. It's going to knock about 5 more yards. Yeah. Now they'll have to punt.
Direct snap to Russian that time.
Well, if I was going to give it to anybody right there, I'm going to go to Tony because he's big. He bounces off well, plus he's got some power in there.
Well, now they're gonna close up the middle now.
Yep, they'll have to punt it now. Giuliano back to punt. Low snap, he picks it up and gets the kick off. High kick this time. Got two gunners down, and we've got a flag down on this side. I don't know if that's going to be holding or what's going to be on the near side. We'll get it here in a moment. A guy called fair catch. It's a 33.
Yeah, that's about a 33 to the 33, Joe. It's about a 34-yard punt.
Going to be against Jefferson, according to the side judge on this side, the back judge. And a holding. Yep, holding on one of these guys on the far side, holding up one of the gunners trying to go down. And it'll be up against the Dragons. They'll back them up 10 more yards to put them back inside the 25. It'll be first and 10 with 4:32 left here in the first half for Jefferson. Pushes them back to the 23-yard line. Jefferson will have it on the near hash mark at their own 23. First down and 10. They lead it by 4:17-0. You got Colton Grant back in at quarterback. C.J. Hayes running back. Two wide out. On a slot. Handing off to Hayes. Hayes trying to barrel across. He does the 25 out to about the 27. Give him about 4 yards. It'll be second down and four, six now for the Dragons.
Just a straight up the middle play. They've run that probably 4,000 or 5,000 times since the beginning of their first camp.
Yep.
And you can do a lot at second and six. So good play. Puts you in a position to do play action right now. They've tried to throw the ball. Haven't been very successful. Jefferson has not here throwing the ball in the first half.
One wide out far side. Tight ends on either side. Running backs up behind the tackle. One guy in motion. That's going to be Dalton Dye. Handed off to the running back. That's going to be 43 Hayes. He bounced outside to the 40. Got a flag down back at the 40. Gets across midfield to the 48. We'll see what the flag is. I think it's going to everything and see. Side judge is pointing back there around the 40 where the flag is.
Well, you know, the thing about it is he didn't need an illegal block.
Exactly. Holding is what they're going to call on Jefferson. And Jefferson kind of shooting themselves in the foot with these penalties right here, fellas. But, you know, credit to Cherokee Bluff. They're holding their blocks and doing what they should be doing to cause those penalties.
Hayes that time, though, hit the line of scrimmage, Joe, and just slid off the hip of one of his blockers and found that crack.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for the Dragons, it's going to come back. Otherwise, that was a first down and then some.
Going to be second down now. Ball is spotted at the 30-yard line. My bad. From where the penalty was, it's 10 yards, but it's second down and only about three for the first down with 3:43 in the quarter. One wide out, stacked heavy on the near side, handing off to the running back, Hayes. Hayes bounces outside, 35. 40, cuts inside, 45, 50, 45, 40, finally run out of bounds around the 30-yard line on the far side. Rhett Pierce in on the tackle for the Cherokee Bluff Bears.
You know, Hayes that time on that stiff arm on the initial tackle just pushed him off.
Yep.
Just shoved him back. And then broke away for another 15, 20 yards.
40-yard cut now by the freshman Hayes. First down, ball's out right on the 30-yard line of Cherokee Bluff with 3:22 left in the second quarter.
He was so patient on that play. He waited for his left tackle to move. He almost stopped and waited for a block to occur. Three or four different Cherokee Bluff players tried to get him.
Pitch it this time to number 30 on the far side. That's going to be Carter Perrin. Perrin does a spin move around the 20 and gets down to about the 18-yard line. Pickup of about 12 for the first down.
Another first down. Yep. They're doing such a good job running the football left, right, up the middle.
When you run it, you don't have to pass it unless you just want to throw a wrinkle in every end or practice something.
Well, that's what we're talking about, you know, in one of our games the other night, you know, when North Hall was making Lumpkin play their game.
Yep.
Jefferson throws it when they want to, not when they have to.
First down just inside the 20 for Jefferson at the Cherokee Bluff 20-yard line. A handoff to the running back, Hayes. Hayes is going to try to get through the line, but Cherokee Bluff did a nice job kind of stacking it up. They're going to give him three, but he'll get down to the 17. Be second down and seven. I'm going to call it eight now just outside the 17. A little sheen, dew falling, as cool as it is out there, Gary, on the field now. I can see that little shine on top of the field down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I'm glad I brought my sweatshirt tonight.
Yes, sir. Jefferson with one wide out on the far side, handoff to Hayes again. Hayes goes through that first line. The linebackers have to come up along with number 9, Huddy Kemp, to make the tackle down around the 11 or 12 yard line. There's a flag late.
Somebody said something or did something.
And big number 46, Jordan Robinson, pulls one of his linemen back and said, cut that out, young'un.
Meanwhile, City Park, Gainesville just scored on an 80-yard drive. They trail 16-14 now in the second.
I think it's going against Jefferson.
The way they're acting, it is. It's the referee and the white hat, and the umpire's talking about it. Umpire standing, going to march it against Jefferson.
Well, the lineman that was trying to be settled down took exception to that. He was fighting with his own man.
Yeah. Personal foul called on Jefferson. That'll mark it back 15. You know, Coach Nolan can't be very happy about all these penalties that they're garnering here in the first half. But that puts them back to the 27-yard line. Be third down and 18 now for the Dragons. Ball's on the far hash mark.
Yeah, you only got 107 seconds left in the half, Joe. And Jefferson's now well within, well, they were within field goal range. Now they're backing him back up.
Backed it out there, yeah.
Yeah.
Colton Grant, the quarterback. One running back. That's going to be Hayes. Got a man going to go in motion. That's Pinkert. Wideouts. Back to pass. Looking. Got a man open in the end zone. Catches it. Falls down. Touchdown for the Dragons.
Yeah.
Logan Edmonds, number
Logan
4.
Logan Edmonds.
Got
senior.
Behind his defender right there, and the defender actually fell down right at the end of the end zone. A 27-yard pitch and catch for the touchdown. Taylor McCall will come on to attempt the extra point. This would be his third one if he hits it.
That was a pretty pass.
Yes, it was. Threw right on the money, right in the middle of the end zone, about 5 yards deep. Edmonds able to catch it and fall down without any problem there. And snap the hole. The kick is up, and it is going to be good. 24-0 with 1:21 left in the first half.
And we're back at the kickoff in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Back here at Yona Field, 1:21 left in half after a personal foul penalty on Jefferson that backs him up to the 25. He'll kick it all the way down and almost went over his head. Haley had to catch it on the run at the 9, the 15, the 20. Trying to pop outside. Can't get away from the guy and be back to the 20, maybe the 21-yard line. Really nice tackle on the far side there by Jefferson that time to stop him at the 20 or 21-yard line.
Well, a lot of times you kick past your coverage, and in that situation, the pursuers there on the defensive side from Jefferson just got by every one of the blocks. There's nowhere for anybody to run. I felt bad for Dylan Haley. He had the ball, a full head of steam, but just no one out there in front of him to block, and he just barely gets the ball past the 21-yard line.
Cooper Dane with one single setback, 3 wideouts. Ball's on their own 21. Pierce in motion. Going a little out of the backfield to Perkle, and he drops the football.
Yeah,
be second down.
Perkle had his eyes turned upfield.
Yeah, he was looking to see where he could run there. Exactly right.
He threw it at his knees, and so he expected to get it a little higher than that. Just as a result, it's an incomplete pass.
North Hall will have a running clock in the second half. They've still got almost eight minutes left in the second quarter, Mike, and they're up by 42-0 over Johnson.
Oh, bless their hearts.
Yep. Well, Johnson, like I said a second ago, my friend Steve is down there watching today, and Johnson only has 25 players. They're like Lakeview, and probably not a lot of experience football-wise on the field. Three wideouts on the far, on the near side, one on the far side, throwing it, batted down right in the middle, almost intercepted.
Tipped. Yeah. The line of scrimmage. Somebody, was that number eight that hit it?
I think it was. Kyrie Chandler almost picked it up there, one of the defensive linemen.
Well, if it was eight, it was Pinkard, and that's
yeah, he hit
he's
it,
6'3".
But, yeah, Pinkard hit it, but Chandler almost intercepted it as it bounced away there.
Like he, I said, Grant was 6'3". Yeah, he's only 6'2", guys.
Third down and 10. Cam Moore brings him up to the line of scrimmage. Two wideouts far side, two wideouts on the near side. Dylan Haley, Huddy Kemp on the near side. Looking to throw. Got time this time. But now he's looking to run because he's running out of time to throw it. He stutters back. He throws it long on the far side. Got him in. Far side. Complete. Over to the 45 and out of bounds. Big number one that time.
Cole Brooks.
Is Cole Brooks. Wound up getting wide open. He bought himself a lot of time into quarterback Cooper Dean and was able to get that pass out there. And it'll be said he stepped out of bounds at the 44-yard line.
Yeah, Jefferson had him well covered until Cole broke open over there.
23-yard pickup.
And Joe, with all that time, they didn't have anybody downfield illegally. It was a great call.
That's exactly. 55.8 seconds. Got a first down. Got a chance to get it on down the field. They've still got a timeout left. Maybe two. I think, yeah, they've got two left. One guy out wide on this side, two on the far side. One man in motion now. Another guy appears. Now we're going to have a timeout called. Tommy Jones is like, what are you doing, guys? There's too many guys in motion.
Yep, two guys. One of them has to get set.
Yep. Yeah, Tommy had to waste a timeout right there. I say waste, you need to call a timeout right there. It'll be first down and 10 at the 43-yard line of Cherokee Bluff.
At halftime, we'll bring you the United Community Halftime Show. We'll talk with the athletic director, Ralph Neely, here at Cherokee Bluff. We'll talk about their softball team, their volleyball team, their basketball team, which starts in a couple of weeks. We'll talk all about that, and even the football team with one more game of the regular season schedule. We'll talk about that and more at halftime. With Ralph Dealing here on 97.5 Glory FM.
The volleyball team's in the Final Four, aren't they, Mike?
Yep. They beat North Hall in a five-set match up at North Hall the other night. Big, grueling match.
That's grueling.
Yeah.
Best three out of five. Ooh.
Well, in the pictures I saw on social media really made me happy because there was a huge crowd at North Hall from both schools there watching those girls. Both teams had a really good season this year, so hats off to Cherokee Bluff and North Hall. Cherokee Bluff going to the Final Four, and then North Hall's girls softball team going to the Elite Eight, the finals down at Columbus next week.
Cherokee Bluff and North Hall.
And North Hall and Cherokee Bluff's going too. Okay, yes. Good deal. There's the snap back to Cooper Dean. Now he's going to have to run right in the middle. He'll get one roll around and got hit right there at the 47, maybe the 48. And it'll be second down as the clock runs with 45 seconds.
Yeah, just didn't have any time to throw on that one. The previous play had all the time in the world. This one, not so much. He had to get across the line of scrimmage. Another ball batted down.
Yeah, batted down. That number 44, it looked like that time, Gary. They knocked it down. Mason Price listed as a fullback, but that defensive end that time, Big Paul got it up there and knocked it down.
No, I think it was 44, right? Jeremiah Lee.
Yeah, 44.
Jeremiah Lee, who's only listed at 5'10". He got up elevated.
Oh, okay, they got two of them. I got you. Yeah. They got two 44s, one on offense and one on defense. Jeremiah Lee was the man. Pardon me, Jeremiah. Three wideouts on the near side. Cooper rolls to this side, got a block, going to have to step and throw it. He throws it long, looking for number one and incomplete, trying to get it to Cole Brooks. And just overshot him by about a yard that time. Had a man step for step with him from Jefferson all the way down the near sideline.
Well,
28 seconds with him. And it's fourth down and seven.
A little bit of a dilemma here. It's fourth down. Fourth down and seven. But you got 28.8 seconds left. So
yeah. Giuliano is going to go out on the field.
Going to have to punt it.
Yeah.
Another score from Jackson County. The Panthers of Jackson County are leading Loganville 38-0.
Giuliano, good punt all the way down to the 21-yard line. Fair caught that time by number 17, Dalton Dye. And that's where Jefferson will have it with 22.2 seconds left here in the first half.
About a
punt, no return. Yeah, Jackson County has really turned the corner over there.
Well, he's been building that program since he got there, and you finally see the fruits of that labor coming to fruition now for him. First down, ball's at their own 21-yard line. Looks like they're going to take the
– yeah, they're going to take a knee.
Yeah, take the knee right here. They do. They take the knee right there, let the clock run out. With 18-17, it's going to run down. Nobody's going to run a play or do anything goofy right here, and that'll be the end of your first half.
That'll do it, and I think Bluff's going to take it quickly to the house.
Yes, so. They're running on in.
And coming up next here on 97.5 Glory FM is the United Community Halftime Show. We're back in 2 minutes, live from Cherokee Bluff on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
It's time for our halftime report, brought to you by United Community on 97.5 Glory FM.
And it's halftime here in the last home game of the regular season for Cherokee Bluff. Well, looks like right now it'll come down to next Friday night at East Hall, as the Bears will end up probably losing this ball game, and then they would have to win next week's ball game against East Hall at Valhalla to be the number four team in this region. That means they would be a 25-32 seed in the opening round of the state playoffs, according to how their power rankings would be, if they can beat East Hall next week. And then if they don't, they're going to have to see if their power ranking can be good enough, Joe, to get them into the field of 32.
Yeah, it will. And it'll take a win next week at East Hall to keep them in the top 32, in my opinion, because they're at 26 now. And this one this week, and if they – you know, they would have to have a win against East Hall next week.
And for some reason, this one right here was not going to hurt them because of Jefferson's one-loss record, their opponent's one-loss records, and that kind of thing. So we'll see how it affects you. You can go to the GHSA website, ghsa.net, and you can see their list of power rankings of every school in the state of Georgia that does that from AAA, AA, and single A. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, especially with North Hall. Again, the Trojans should drop out of the top spot. Especially here, I would expect Jefferson to be the number one team in the power rankings next week.
I would think so, because of the competition they're playing tonight. North Hall obviously playing a lower, very weak team, and Cherokee Bluff is a pretty good team. They have a 26th spot in PSR. Jefferson playing them, and yeah, right now up, four scores, 24-0 here at the half. So it could boost Jefferson up to number one.
Again, we'll see if Athletic Director Ralph Neely joins us here at halftime. Well, mentioned real quickly, and Joe was talking about the girls' volleyball team defeat North Hall in five sets
a couple of days ago at North Hall. I think they won that one at. And they're on the road tomorrow. They'll be in Augusta against Richmond Academy with the winner to play for the state championship coming up next week. And softball, the Lady Bear softball team joining North Hall and Beaufort heading down to Columbus once again. They were talking about a tough place to get a hotel room, Joe, will be down there in Columbus. You know?
Yes, it will.
I mean, anyway, Beaufort just makes their reservations every year. 21 consecutive years they've been in every classification since they've been playing softball. They've been playing softball 22 years, Joe, and 21 of those they head to Columbus, which is an amazing feat. While North Hall and Cherokee Bluff will play in the Class AAA tournament, and they play down at the Olympic site there in Columbus. They'll play that next week. And, of course, we'll bring you details here on 97.5 Glory FM. The basketball season begins 2 weeks from tomorrow, and Cherokee Bluff will be in action. The girls are looking to repeat as the state champions in Class AAA. Everybody basically is back from last year's team, Joe.
Yep, they got just about everybody back. I think they got one or two that graduated. And look to make another strong run. They peaked right at the best time, as they say. You want to be playing your best basketball at the end of the season, and that's what the girls here at Cherokee Bluff were doing. Played their best basketball the last probably 7-8 games. Went in there and upset a probably highly favored team there in the state championship. Really played well down the stretch in that game. And kudos to Cherokee Bluff, the coaching staff, and the girls' basketball team.
I'm really curious about the boys' basketball team. They got a new player that you never thought would be playing anywhere but Gainesville. Luke Nordhaus has now joined the team. And they'll be very interested to see what happens with the Bears as Coach Josh Travis back as the head coach at Cherokee Bluff. Again, this football team will play next Friday night at East Hall. And right now it would be for the number 4 spot. And Matt Turner has told me all season long, he said, Mike is going to come down to the last half of the last game of the regular season. So next week it's Cherokee Bluff and East Hall to determine that very fact who's going to be the number 4 team in the region.
Yeah, and it might wind up being a shootout up there next week. You never know. Here's Coach Neely here, right over to your right, to join you right now, Mike.
Hey, Ralph, and thanks for joining me here this evening. Good to see you once again. So this is your first senior night. What do you think about it here at Cherokee Bluff?
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Coach Cooper, our cheerleading coach, Coach Jones, Greg Cantrell, did a great job of helping organize it. The parents were
before you came in here about the success of the fall season for especially the girls' teams with volleyball and with softball. Tell us about when the girls play tomorrow in Augusta at Richmond Academy.
So volleyball, Coach Meyer will lead her girls down to Providence Christian Academy in Lilburn to take on Richmond Academy at noon tomorrow in the Final Four.
Okay, where about again? Where are they going to play it?
It is at Providence Christian Academy.
Oh, really? Because they're not going to Augusta then. Okay, good.
In Lilburn.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
So the finals would be at Lake Point.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
So they put the Final Four and the finals at a neutral site in volleyball.
Okay, very good. So that's just down the road. For Providence, and that'd be good. What time again tomorrow?
Noon. So our girls play at 12 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay. It's a best of 5 set too, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Softball, you getting ready to head to Columbus?
Heading to Columbus. We're going to pull out Tuesday afternoon. We play at 1:15 on Wednesday. I think that's the 29th. Against Pickens County will be our first game.
Okay. That'd be interesting to see from that standpoint. Basketball starts in 2 weeks from tomorrow, right?
Yes, we've had a great start to the basketball season. This week, practice has been fast-paced. You know, they're not going to rest on their laurels from last year's success, both boys and girls. And it's been fun to watch.
I heard, too, that cross-country is going to be in sectionals up at Ringo next week?
Yes, sir. They go to Heritage Catoosa. That's on Saturday, November the 1st. And hopefully we'll have some individuals, but more importantly, a couple of teams qualify for the state tournament in Carrollton the following week.
And what, Carrollton's going to be a couple weeks?
Yes.
Second weekend in the month?
It would be the November 15th weekend.
November 15th, okay.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha, the third Saturday. So that's always a fun time, going to Carrollton and seeing that track there with the cross country. That's something to see. It shows again, we were talking about before in the pregame show, Ralph, it's just the success of what's going on here at Cherokee Bluff.
Well, success breeds success. When you have some programs that really overachieve sometimes, it brings the other ones along with them on their bootstraps. And so it's fun to watch because it's a great community. We have so many kids that are involved in multiple programs, and they're able to carry on that winning tradition from winter to spring to fall and on and on.
And with that, of course, the baseball team playing back-to-back for a state championship. I know Jeremy Kemp's got these guys going here even this fall, doesn't he?
So, yes, they've already started their off-season conditioning. Of course, you have to do that with arms a lot of times. And so, well, like we talked about last time you guys were here, Coach Kemp does baseball 12 months out of the year. Sometimes he sees his family on Christmas and maybe Easter, and the rest of the time is baseball.
I wonder where he sees Hoodie.
He might be here somewhere, but you know he's thinking about baseball.
Oh, all the time from that standpoint. Again, we're talking with Ralph Neely, the athletic director here at Cherokee Bobcat. We know how this first half has been. You look at Jefferson's like a machine from that standpoint. So now it's going to come down to next week, it looks like, Ralph.
Yeah, next week will be very important. Of course, we're not going to give up on tonight.
Exactly.
Crazier things have happened.
Absolutely.
But it's been a rough going. And so we need a couple of things to bounce our way tonight if we're going to try to find our way back in this game. But we knew all along, win, lose, or draw this game next week is going to be important whether or not we make it to the state playoffs. And, of course, if we do, where are we going to be seated?
Exactly. The thing about it comes down to the last game of the season, game number 10, and here you are still fighting for a playoff berth.
What could you ask any more?
No, I mean, you live as a fan.
Yes, you got an opportunity in week 10 to have an important football game. Sign me up.
So you're a busy man, you know it.
I am.
What's that we said? We said basketball, baseball, football, cross country. We've got, we've mentioned volleyball, softball.
We've also seen wrestling.
Yeah.
Wrestling has already started practice. They're working hard. Of course, we host competition cheerleading here tomorrow, the Battle at the Bluff, both middle school and high school competitions.
Oh, wonderful.
So anybody local that wants to see the reigning state champions in our own gym, we'll perform. I think our JV is at, don't quote me on it, but I think it's around 10:45 and varsity around 11:15 for us.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Busy time. Thanks for being with us. I appreciate it very much. We'll see a lot of you, I'm sure, in the next few weeks, okay?
Can't wait, buddy.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much. Ralph Neely joining us here at halftime. This is the United Community Halftime Show at halftime. It is Jefferson 24, Cherokee Bluff nothing. We're back in more than 2 minutes on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
EMC Security.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security. Smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
There's nothing like cool, crisp air of fall in North Georgia after a hot, humid summer. Conditioned Air Systems is here to get your HVAC system ready for the changing seasons. With regular maintenance that saves you money on your energy bill, and look no further for quick, reliable plumbing repairs or installation services. Conditioned Air Systems has been a trusted name in Northeast Georgia for over 45 years. Call us today at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Now, back to the United Community Halftime Report.
All right. Okay, we'll talk soon, okay? Ralph, thank you. Appreciate you, man.
Back here at Yona Field, the halftime going on. The Jefferson Dragons band just completed, Mike, and now Cherokee Bluff is going out. I'll get a picture for Nathan here in a moment.
See what we do, Joe. Let's take it back to the studios in our sports center there, and Nathan's got halftime scores for us. Nathan?
I do, yes, sir, Mike. And we'll take a look at some scores around the area on the Long Street Cafe
halftime scoreboard. Right now, it's still the second quarter, it looks like, at City Park Stadium, Bobby Groom Field. It is Gainesville taking the lead over Roswell, 21-16. That is still in the second quarter. Let's see. Right now in the second quarter, it says White County 28, Chesity 0. We are also looking at the half. It is Dawson County 17, Lumpkin County 14. So sort of a surprising score there. At the half, North Oconee and Flowery Branch are tied at 7.
Wow.
East Hall on top of West Hall, 35-0 at the half. And, of course, our game, Jefferson 24, Cherokee Bluff 0 at the half. Mike, that is the Longstreet Cafe scoreboard at the half.
All right. You're tuned to the United Community Halftime Show here on 97.5 Glory FM. Nathan back at the studio. I'll be back with you hopefully around 11 o'clock this evening with the final score recapping all of the games. Then after our broadcast this evening, we'll join the GHSA Friday Night Scoreboard. Just two more shows left of that new program here on 97.5 Glory FM. We'll have that show tonight between 10 and 11 and also coming up next Friday night before we get ready for the state playoffs, which begin once again on November the 14th. And Joe, I was talking to Coach Neely there. You see how busy that man's got to be and just the staff he's got to be able to just do the logistics of just who's going to wear that
who's
kind
where,
of
thing. Yeah. Well, I was looking here as you guys were talking there a second ago, and tomorrow down at Richmond Academy down in Augusta.
Well, take a bet. He said they're playing down the road, Joe, at Providence Christian Academy.
I thought something about Providence Christian.
Yes.
Anyway, they play tomorrow at around 12:30, I think that game is. And then next week, the softball team down in Columbus, they've got them squared away. You'll have at the 1:15 game on the stadium, Pickens County will play Cherokee Bluff next week, and that's on the 29th. And then North Hall will play Lafayette at 1:15 on Field 8 next week. And then if they win, they'll advance on to the 12:30 and play each other again on the next day on the 30th. If they lose, they drop down to the next day at a it looks like a 5 o'clock game on the next day. So a lot of stuff going on with these local teams right now. You know, and, Mike, when you and I and probably when Harper and Gary went to school, you had football, and then when football ended, you'd have basketball. When basketball ended, you'd have baseball, and you'd have, you know, when golf came around, you'd have some track and field in the spring. And now it's you've got three or four sports year-round when you play
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely, yeah.
So it's these ADs and coaches are extremely busy, without a doubt.
You know, Gary can tell you back in his day when Jim Lawson was the head football coach at Jefferson, you had football. The football players had football in the fall. They wrestled in the wintertime. Then they ran track. There was no baseball at Jefferson back in the day, believe it or not. And that's why it was their spring sport was track. And it was all about football. You know, wrestling got you conditioned. And you got the speed going there in track in the springtime, and then you got back into football, getting ready for the fall season. And that's how things used to be. And, of course, talking to Coach Neely there, this way the classification is going to be, we'll find out here in the next few days about the enrollment numbers. We'll just look at the different classifications. Now, just to let you know, start getting used to this, Joe. We're now in Region 8 AAA.
Yep.
Next year it'll be 8 Quad A. They're renaming all the classifications.
Everybody's moving
next year.
Up. So will that put the folks in 6-3A into 6-4A?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. What's happening is that they have Class A subdivided now into Division 1 and 2. The Division 2 is going to be just become Class A. The Division 1 will be Class AA.
Okay.
Current AA will be triple. Current AAA will be quad. Quad will be Quint, then Quint A will be 6A, then it'll be a 7A next year, like with Beaufort and the schools down in Gwinnett County, and also the schools in Forsyth County. They'll be the highest classification again in Class 7A.
So their experiment to go one Division 1A and
it went 7, then they took it away,
yeah,
and now they're
going
to have
back
it
up
back
to
again.
Now the same.
And then you know why I say infinite wisdom.
Exactly. Well, let's have an experiment, guys.
It's like the weather in Colorado. Just stick around 15 minutes and somebody's going to change it.
It was snowing out there. I saw a video from a friend's Facebook, and I had a lot of snow out there already.
Yeah.
Whereabouts, Sue?
Up in one of the passes.
You say Colorado. I've got a nephew who works near Breckenridge, who works at a ski lodge and also at a golf course there. So it's like you get the best of both worlds there from that standpoint. Harper understands that.
No kidding.
From that standpoint.
Yeah. I'm jealous. I'd love to work at both or work at neither, right?
Yeah, my buddy Jeff Marshall, longtime recreation guy here in Gainesville, his son works out there and does the same thing. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I get here at halftime. It is Jefferson 24, Cherokee Bluff nothing. Coming up, the Bluff will have the ball to start the second half of play. He's going to say, okay, Harper, you've seen this even with Georgia. Say, okay, what do you tell these guys at halftime?
Well, if I'm Jefferson, I'm going to say keep going. And that wasn't good enough, you know, just to get them motivated to play hard and to put Cherokee Bluff in their spot, so to speak. Step on their throat and stay on it. If I'm Cherokee Bluff right now, I'm saying, okay, that last drive that we had, we made a couple of mistakes. We got to hone those up, but we made some good running situations where you get 12, 15 yards on a couple of carries. You're going to have to block like you haven't blocked before. And how many passes did they complete? Just a couple. Neither team did very well in the air, so... there's always hope that you can do something better there. Get Huddy Kemp involved or some of the wide receivers. And, you know, just one score at a time. But every drive is going to be critically important.
You know, it's amazing what one player could do for you. Jefferson was shut out by North Oconee 35-0 earlier this season. Mm-hmm. The Titans have won 23 straight games, defending Class Quad A state champions. They're just up the road here at Flying Branch, and they're tied with the Falcons at halftime. The number one player got hurt a couple of weeks ago. They almost got upset last week by Eastside, and here they are playing at Flying Branch. If the Falcons can win that game this evening, they're going to be the number one team in Region 8 Quad A, and they go 1-4-2-3 in Class Quad A. Joe, would that be something, them playing at home in the opening of the state playoffs on November 14th?
That'd be huge in the coach's first year back here in Hall County to be able to do that. You know, and our buddy John Thompson, I see the grin on John's face, be all excited about being able to play a playoff game at home for sure.
But to be able to play that kind of competition and be, you know, title them at halftime, that's an amazing thing.
You know, you play your number one team in the state, number one team in the region, and a team that's won 23 in a row and had to be tied with them at the half and got a chance to go in there and beat them, that'd be huge for them.
All right, the band's now getting ready to exit the field here. The players are getting ready to get warmed up for the second half of play. We'll get ready for the second half also. One more break. You're tuned to the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue. Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Innovation at Jackson EMC.
To me, innovation is taking technology and doing something new with it.
I'm working with a global company. We're helping them be able to reduce their carbon footprint through some of our programs.
Here at Jackson EMC, we embrace innovation, such as solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient Right Choice homes. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Rico, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
This has been the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM. The second half kickoff is coming up next.
And Cherokee Bluff will get the football to start the second half of play, trailing 24-0 here at halftime. And Harper mentioned a little bit earlier, and one of my favorite sayings from Coach Josh Nibbitt at Gainesville, you play with emotion, but you don't play emotional. And then right now, it's your last game, your seniors, you know it's probably going to be your last game here on this field, and you won't play with emotion, but you got to play within yourselves.
I agree with you, Mike. Even though I said that a little while ago, I'll agree again with you. That's football, and you never know what's going to happen. But if you know, there's a man who says he can and the man who says he can't. They're both right. But you go against a team and you go, we're not going to score. Guess what? You probably won't. So you really have to go against your better intuition and just do things right that you've done for 4, 5, 8 years in some cases.
Taylor McCall, long kickoff, hits on the goal line. It'll be a touchback as number 8, Dylan Haley, watches his cell over his head. And they'll take over first and 10 to their own 20 with Cherokee Bluff to start the third quarter. They've got to get some offense going right here, Gary and Harper, and get them going down the field. They didn't do bad in the last couple of drives, but, one was a turnover, and then the other one wound up in a punt. Cooper Dean coming back out on the field now.
Well, this is a quarterback. Very important possession for the Bears, to say the least.
Split them out. You've got Huddy Kemp on the near side. Looks like you got Dylan Haley on the far side. A couple other wideouts, one man in motion. One of those guys is going to be Connor Cook. Hand off to Parker. Parker with a cross up 30, 25, out to about the 29. Gets 9 on the quick hitter right behind McElroy and Moore that time. And a big first down run for 2nd and 1.
Well, that's worked for the last couple of possessions. Perkle's done a really good job of going up the middle. When you send a man in motion, now the defense, the secondary, has to rotate and switch over, and they drop back just a little bit. They've obviously seen that on film. That opens up a hole, and then next thing you know, Perkle gets through into the linebackers and into the secondary. 9-yard pickup.
Rushing split out far, receiver on the far side. Huddy Kemp on the near side. Was that Cook? Looks like Cook, yeah. And then back to pass, looking, got a man over the middle. Complete right there at the 35, 40, 45, down to the 50-yard line. That was number 10 right there, Maddox Sulovic, the tight end. Wide open right there, kind of in the middle of that defense right there, Harper. And he got it caught around the 45, got it from the 49.
Yeah, found a spot in between the linebackers and the safety. You know, the free safety was deep middle, and he ends up 20 yards later with the first down there. They spotted at the 49-yard line. Good pickup.
Rushing out to the far side. Huddy Kemp on the near side, a man in motion. Flip-flopping, that's going to be Sudalovich. One tight end on the left to the right, comes to the near side. Hand off to Rushing. Rushing's not going to get anything, maybe a yard, yard and a half, across midfield to the 49. I noticed, Gary, you put your jacket on there at halftime. Might have got a little chilly down there, huh?
You think?
It's chilly with the window open up here.
I tell you what, the people have over the. I went over to see some of my Jefferson buddies over there, and some of them wrapped up like a sore thumb. They didn't sit out in it.
Second down, 8 yards to go across midfield at the 49 of Jefferson right now. 10 minutes, 15 seconds left here in the third quarter. Jackson Perkle going to be on the left side. Now he kind of shifts out a little bit. Cooper Dean rolls to the right. Looking over the intended receiver. I think that was number 8 that time. Yeah, Dylan Haley was the intended receiver. A little over his head for him that time. Incomplete. It'll be third down now.
That was
and
a tweener, wasn't that, Joe? It was a little over Haley's head and not quite enough to Cole Brooks. He just kind of found a spot there that neither one of them could have got it, and it falls incomplete now, third down.
That's a phrase I use in baseball, a tweener.
A little tweener? Yeah.
Now, between the second baseman and the third baseman, or the shortstop, that's a tweener.
I was between a strikeout and then a caught looking. Right?
Exactly.
Either way, it's not good for me.
Third down and eight. Three receivers, two on the near side, ball on the near hash mark. Fake to the running back. Cooper has to flow it out there to Jackson. Perkle across the 50, down to about the 47. Only gets a couple of yards out of it. Good catch. Got by one guy, but then it looked like number 26 came up and made the tackle. That's Matt Gaddis. He's been out there a good bit. Gary's called his name several times defensively for Jefferson tonight.
Well, it looks like they're going to go for it. You run a screen pass on third and eight. You know, I like to at least go for the sticks, right? You got to or do something. They're going to rush the line of scrimmage now.
Try to hurry it up. You got four guys wide, two on the near, two on the far. Cooper back to pass. Got a little time. Now he's going to try and run. Going to get across the 45 near, not near the first down. Got about 2 yards, and it'll be first down and 10. Ball will go over on downs. Jefferson will take over with 9:18 left here in the third quarter.
Yeah, just nowhere for the quarterback to throw the ball. Cooper Dean looks back to pass.
Yep.
You drop seven guys back into coverage. Even if it's zone, it's very difficult if your wide receivers don't know where that hole is in the zone. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, the pocket collapses and he's got to rush. He tries to get past the line of scrimmage, but just too many white jerseys in the way. And as you said, Joe, Jefferson will take over on downs at their own 45-yard line.
You got Colton Grant with C.J. Hayes on his left. Two guys in the slot. One of the goes is going to be the big guy. Hayes will get it. Hayes will run into a couple of guys, but get through an arm tackle and get across the 45 to about the 47 that time. Give him about 3 yards. It'll be second down and seven.
You know, George, one thing I would love to see, we haven't seen it, is the number of turnovers the Dragons have had this year, because they don't commit many mistakes at all.
They do not. You're exactly right, Michael.
Yeah, they're very well coached, and they're very well disciplined.
Well, you see Hayes when he stands up and three guys are trying to get him out. If I'm defensively coaching against him, strip that ball out, punch the ball, do something. They don't give it up.
Now hand off to Hayes again. Hayes across the 50, and they have finally wrestled him down around the 47 of Cherokee Bluff. Going to be third down and now a short two for the Jefferson Dragons with 8:29 remaining now in the first half.
Joe just heard it. North Oklahoma took the lead over Firebrands 14-7 now.
I'm guessing the third quarter?
Yeah.
Third down, 2 yards to go. Jefferson got Dalton Dye on the near side. And on the far side, going to hand off to the running back again.
Oh,
the quarterback
pushed.
Got in there and did the tush push, trying to get the first down. I think he's going to be a little shy there, marking it to 44. Had to get to the 45. Or the 46. Had to get the 45.
Millsap was in there kind of standing them up a little bit
Sure was.
And Harper, I don't, it's big about anybody, any team, but I just cannot stand the tush push.
Yeah.
It didn't make any sense to me how that is legal.
Mike, you'd love it if your team was doing it successfully. If you were a Philadelphia Eagle fan, you would love the push.
Yeah.
If you were a USC fan against Notre Dame, you'd love it.
Yep. Fourth down, 1 yard to go. They're going to go for it right here, I think. Yeah, they're all up in there tight. The quarterback's right up under center. They're going to try and get an offsides penalty the way they're looking over
down to
five. Four. Now the quarterback backs up. Got a man flipped to this side. Quarterback's going to take it. Now we've got a
timeout
called, I think. They took it on the far side. Jefferson, timeout.
We'll take it with him. 24-0 Jefferson over Cherokee Bluff in the third quarter. Back in 30 seconds or more on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
And back here at Cherokee Bluff again, the Bears trailing 24-0 in the third quarter.
So, Mike, I take it your favorite team, it doesn't matter which one it is not a tush-push participant.
He doesn't like that play.
We talked about if you can't grab somebody and pull them, how can you push them?
Good point. They're doing both now. You're seeing a lot more of it.
They got a push right up the middle. Buddy. The lineman just moved everybody out of the way about 5 or 6 yards there, Harper. Got up to the 40. They just boom off the ball and got 5 quick yards.
Would you call that a bulldozer effect?
Bulldozer,
right,
yeah.
There? Goodness gracious.
Gary, I think that offensive line used their brute strength that time, buddy.
Well, and you ought to see that facility they got to work out in over in
Jefferson. Oh, I bet so.
They're very strong, Gary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And they didn't need any tush pushing that time. They just had the lineman blow them off.
Yep. First down now. Ball's at the 40-yard line of Cherokee Bluff. Under 7 minutes left here in the third. Two backs on either side of the quarterback, Colton Grant. Now one guy's in motion. Throw the receiver on the far side. He caught it at the 40 and gets up to about the 35. And tackle down on the far side, I think, that time. By K. Maston made the tackle. Nope, that was number 10, excuse me. He made the tackle.
You know, I sure hope he's a nice guy when he takes his helmet off, but Darren Pinkert over there had a block on the other side. It was just mean. It was nasty. And it was, if I were a coach, and even if I were Mike Wofford, and I know Mike's a little soft right now, but, man, that was what you'd want a football player to do.
There's a handoff to the running back. Pinkert's going to get that one down to the 30 and have a first down just across the 30 down to the 29, first and 10.
Joe, did it look like, even just a little bit, that he was looking for contact? If I want to go run into somebody, I'm going down.
Step over here so I can get this
guy. I'm going to go over and punch this guy, hit him real hard, because I'm going to get the first down.
That may be one of those that they look for contact, you reckon?
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. First down at the 29 of Cherokee Bluff. Jefferson, as the clock turns now, we got 3 wideouts, 1 guy in motion. You're going to pitch out to that guy, number 30 time. That's going to be Carter Perrin. Perrin is going to get a couple of yards maybe.
And, Joe, you mentioned with that me, it's like a wrestling mentality. Gary can understand this. You like that contact, and you look for somebody to hit.
Yeah, some guys like that. That's exactly right. You know, I think that's kind of the way you look at this Hayes kid. For Jefferson, he likes to be hit and doesn't mind hitting back, you know, and you need that in a running back for sure that does not mind the contact there.
I wonder how many wrestlers are on this Jefferson
football. I thought the same thing, Gary.
probably almost all of them.
And they're perennial power over there, too, as you well know.
Second down, 9 yards to go, 2 wideouts near side. Oh, the ball got away from him, and they're going to call. What'd they have?
Just rolled that one.
Rolled it right back there to him. They stopped it and said it's going to be a penalty.
So your
maybe.
Center forgot the snap count.
Yep.
And then he remembered it, but then he wasn't sure, and that's going to be a 5-yard penalty.
Well, just rolled it back this time.
Yeah.
Illegal procedure on the Dragons. Box them up 5.
So I heard it last night in your broadcast. And said, I heard the guy say illegal snap. I never heard that before till last night.
Was that being an illegal snap right there?
That was an illegal snap, yeah.
Because
if you're going to snap it, and he forgot, and then he kind of stopped, that's illegal.
Gotcha. Kind of hesitated.
Or if you held onto the ball and try to put it back down. That's an illegal snap, too.
Second 15, ball's on about the 33-yard line, about 14, I guess. Jefferson winding the clock down, back to pass. Here's the quarterback, Grant. Grant got chased out of the pocket.
It's
flag over
back.
Here is going to be, ball's going to be caught down around the 25, but a flag back's going to be holding on Jefferson. With all that time he had to run, somebody had to do something. Tony Rushen was coming in there and forced the holding call.
Well, you know, that's the thing. When the quarterback is running around so much like that, it's hard for these big old boys not to grab a hold of somebody.
Exactly. You want to keep them off your main man. Exactly right.
Well, if you're going to – Mike, you asked me at halftime, what are you going to tell these guys? If I'm Travis Nolan and the head coach, one thing, I'm stop the silly penalties, but guess what? They've had 3 of them here just in the last couple of minutes, 3 on this drive. They have had quite a few penalties. That's something they're going to have to tone up and get ready for playoff football.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
I'm thinking maybe 10 more points if it hadn't been for all the penalties.
Split out. You got 3 on the near side and ball's on the far hash mark. 1 guy wide on the far side. Grant back to pass. Throwing a long one down the far side. Did he catch it?
Oh, I think he did.
He did, and he'll be down at the 1.
I think he did. Oh.
Logan Edmonds, yeah.
Hey, for those of you that think that the Dragons can't throw the football, man, he laid that one right there, and it was a great
42.
A great layout.
42, and you're right, Gary. He laid out there and caught it. And unfortunately for him, his knee hit down and both body hit down at the 1-yard line.
Oh, credit,
first and goal.
Credit Logan Edmonds with a yeoman's job. Oh.
If he knows he's the only one to catch it, I believe I'd do the same thing. He keeps pushing touchdown Dragons as the quarterback.
The quarterback actually was stood up at the line, and one of the backs
that lines up back there with him hit him.
Yep.
Hit him. I don't know if he hit him in the back or hit him in the front, but whatever, he knocked him into the end zone.
Because what that means running clock in the fourth quarter, which I'm amazed that was going to happen here.
Yeah. He did kind of
stood
up
and push. It was kind of a push shoulder
him from the front.
Push.
Yeah,
push him in the back.
And he turned around and he was facing the running back, Gary, and got pushed in and kind of did another pirouette back toward the end zone.
Again, that's coaching. You work on that.
McCall with the kick is up, and it is good. That makes it 31-0 with 4:13.
And we're back to the kickoff in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Back here at Yona Field, the kickoff by Taylor McCall went through or into the end zone just inside the pylon for a touchback. Cherokee Bluff will start first and 10 from their own 20 like they did to start the quarter. We're at 4:13 remaining here in the third quarter. Cherokee Bluff's got to put some points.
So Joe, next week it'll be Cherokee Bluff playing East Hall, the winner to go to the state playoffs. Jefferson plays Oconee County for the Region 8 AAA championship.
And Dr. Perkle trying to come around the near side. Had a block for a moment, and then the five white shirts got in there and made the tackle after about a yard gain. Wow.
Well, Darren Pinkard, as a two-way player here at the high school level, as an outside edge, kept his stance there at the outside of that play and forced everything back into the middle. And as you said, Joe, there's four or five other Jefferson Dragons waiting to – receive that running back for a one-yard gain.
Among
well played.
J.J. Parker and one of the Bernard and Nelly. I think it was Jacob that time.
Second and nine. Rolls out to the far side. Dane does. He's got a receiver. He caught it right around the 33. The guy tried to tackle him high and slipped over the top. That was number eight, Dylan Haley, on the reception. Get the first down for the Bears now with 3:29 here in the quarter.
Yeah, the first guy missed him, but then Eli Prim hit him from behind and knocked him flat.
14-yard pickup for the Bears. Haley running off, and you got Malcolm Millsap and Huddy Kemp trotting back on. Huddy will go to the far side. Malcolm will come to the near side. Got one running back. That's Perkle. Pierce over in the slot. Pierce in motion, trying to get some extra blocking and get some about maybe a yard and a half to two across the 35 out to about the 36. They give him about 2 yards. Second down, eight now for the Bears.
On a simple play like that, it appeared that Jackson Perkle hit the ground with his head as hard as I've seen anyone get hit in a while.
That always scares me, even though they've got a lot better helmets back than in the day of our leather helmets like me and Gary played with.
Yeah, I mean, he got up and it almost looked like he had his bell rung for just a split second. Not like a super concussion, but, I mean, something that
wears out. Two wideouts. Millsap catches 35 to the 40. Runs out of bounds. Going to be really close to the first down. And might have it at the 44 if the umpire stands on.
Yeah. Nobody hit him, but two people ran him out of bounds.
Yep. They're going to give him the first down right there at the 44-yard line. First and 10 for the Bears.
Well, the last three possessions, Joe, Cherokee Bluff has moved the ball from their 20 up to around midfield, and then it seems like that's where the wall hits, and they're not able to do anything else. They don't get a completed pass. They get hit at the line of scrimmage for no gain. Next thing you know, they're punting.
It's kind of peters out right there, their drive does. Going to hand off to Jackson. Jackson across the 45 real quick up to the 50, almost a 49, number 34, Dylan Berardinelli in there and takes him down into 49 and rolls him up in that great wrestling tackle, as I call it, Gary. Grabs him around the waist and hip toss him right over there.
I'm going to tell you, the Jefferson kids do not miss a lot of tackles.
No, they don't.
If they ever lay a hand on you, they're hanging on and they're slowing you down, even if they don't make the tackle. About three, four more of the Dragons will come up and help knock them down.
They don't
slip a lot of tackles off of Dragons.
Second down and three. Two wideouts far side. Hand off to Perkle again. Perkle trying to find yardage. He's got about one, maybe to the 30 or to the 48. And the fourth down and two now. Maybe about two and a half. Got to get to the 46. Ball's on the 48.
That was Matt Gaddis again, Joe.
Wow. That's three times in the last two drives.
It's third down, Joe, not fourth. It's third.
It's third now,
yeah,
my bad.
Yeah.
I saw the three over there. Third down, 2 yards to go for the Bears.
They're so quick. They did the third right after the play was over. And we're not fast. You see the robots, I'm telling you. Robots are really fast.
First down, a minute and 7 seconds. And off to Rushing. Rushing across the 30, the 40, the 20. Down inside the 20, the 15, down to the 14-yard line. Tony Rushing with a quick hitter right behind Cam Moore and Easy Alame. And was able to get down to the 15, 16-yard line where his knee hit. 28-yard pickup by the Bears.
Jacob Bernardinelli literally ran him down.
Yep.
Ran him down from behind. No angle, just ran him down.
First down, ball's on the 16-yard line. And we'll have to run a play. They're down at 15 on the play clock. I think they've got time. That shouldn't be a problem there. Big Cam Moore brings them up the center. Down at 8 on the play clock, 32 on the game clock. Cooper Dean snaps it with 3. Rolls, goes to the far side, looking to pass, has to get away from a guy. And the other guy's going to come up and make the sack from behind. Number 46 makes the tackle. And that's going to be Emmanuel Battle. Oh, no, Jordan Robinson. That's because they've got all these different. That might have been Battle. He's the linebacker.
Yeah, I think
and
it was
Robinson's
Battle.
A tight end, so it might have been Battle that time that made the tackle.
Well, I got him as a tight end and a defensive end.
That should be illegal to have two numbers on the same team.
Now they're bringing in 44, who's also got a duplicate number.
That'll be the end of the quarter right there. Jefferson leads it 31-0.
Running clock getting ready for the fourth and final quarter. 12 minutes away from the end of the game. You're tuned to 97.5 Glory FM.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
He doesn't want to be in Cambodia or Colombia.
Yeah, the sushi's terrible, though.
Fourth and final quarter about to begin here for Cherokee Bluff again. Running clock with a 30-point-plus lead for Jefferson.
Cherokee Bluff with the football. Cooper Dean hands off to the running back, Rushing. Rushing got away from one guy and gets across the 20 down to about the 20 or about the 19-yard line.
Yeah, that's Gaddis again cutting his legs out from under.
Yep.
Got one of the big tackles got to come off. Lost his helmet.
Yep. Referee has he called timeout.
Score update for you guys at City Park. Roswell's taking the lead again over Gainesville, 30-21 in the third quarter.
Ooh.
Jordan Maddox, big 6'2", looked like about 280. Had to come off for a minute.
Third down at 13 for the Bears. Two wideouts near side, one on the far. Got Malcolm and Cole Brooks on this side, Dylan Haley far side. Rolls to this side, does Cooper, getting pushed out of the pocket, throws it, almost intercepted. He threw it right at the feet of one of the defensive backs, is number 16, Shine Parham. And Shine almost made a diving grab at the 15.
Well, yeah, he's trying to get it to Millsap, but he wasn't really open.
Fourth down now. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, it's a little bit of the worst-case scenario. Running out of time, They didn't bring but four guys, and you couldn't block him, so he's got to get out of the pocket, and then nobody's open downfield. He just wants to throw the ball away. It'll be about a 36-yard field goal.
Kick is up from the left hand. Giuliano is up, and it's good.
Didn't
makes it 31-3 with 10:52 remaining in the fourth.
But still running clock. We're back at the kickoff in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM. EMC
Security. Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com. EMC Security,
smart protection for a safer tomorrow. It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Well, the good news is the Bears have scored. It's 31-3 here in the fourth quarter.
They'll kick off. We'll have Giuliano will kick off to Jefferson now. We've got two guys back deep. See what they do here. Two men back deep for Jefferson. One of those is number 30, Carter Perrin. He's going to go high and deep. Perrin's going to take it at the 2. 5, 10, 15, 20. Goes up the far sideline to the 30, 35, 40, 45, and finally got knocked down on the far side. Was that number 14 that made the tackle over there, fellas? I believe it was. I've been Paxson Moore.
84.
So 84 is
the kicker.
Pete. 86 in Giuliano. He made the tackle over there to keep him from returning it.
Yeah, ticked him off a little bit. Scoring. They avoided the shutout, though, and that's really what they wanted.
Yep.
It doesn't do you any good to get a goose egg on the scoreboard.
Brought it from the 2 back across midfield to the 46. So 48 and 452 yard return for Jefferson.
I'm going to guarantee you the kicker there for Cherokee Bluff is going to get in the weight room.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's right now, he's on the bench. He's sitting down with a couple of his buddies, and they're going, do you know where you are right now?
Boone Horn.
Do you know what night it is?
In the backfield with one running back, guy in motion now, going left to right. And going to hand off to Hayes. Hayes bounces off one guy.
Oh boy.
Gets across the 40 down to about the 35, 36-yard line. Might have got the first down, awfully close to it. Not the 36-yard line.
He doesn't high-knee it. He doesn't, beat you with tremendous speed. I think patience more than anything, but C.J. Hayes just does such a good job of keeping his feet moving and avoiding like a pinball machine.
Yeah, he's a lanky kid,
he just doesn't get knocked down. It's amazing watching him run. 11 yards there and a pickup for the first down.
Hayes is a freshman, folks, so he'll be around for another 3 or 4 years. Hand off to a new running back, number 24 that time. He got wrapped up high. That's going to be Amari Barnes, a junior.
Cherokee Bluff says that was a fumble.
They're down there wrestling for it on the ground. And the umpire or referee's already pointed towards Jefferson, and now he's saying, all right, that's enough. Ball.
You know, yeah, it's two Jefferson players wrestling each other. Yeah. They're both on. One's a middleweight, and the other one's more of a heavyweight.
And the clock's still running.
2 points, 3 points for the takedown.
Yeah.
Just continue on to kind of the elaborate on what Harper and Joe both have been talking about. The Hayes kid, he's kind of lanky. He's just a freshman. He could probably put on another 20 pounds of muscle and not slow him down a lick.
Second down, 8 yards to go. Coming up on the 8-minute mark here in the game. Hand off right to Mary to that running back again. I think that was 24 again.
Yeah.
And that was Barnes. And Barnes gets another yard or two. It's going to be third down and about 7. Now for the
Yeah,
Dragons.
I hear the late Larry Munson going, like, only a freshman.
Caleb Sanchez.
He's in the ball game now, yeah.
Jefferson.
Well, Nick Emerson's in. A lot of young guys getting a chance to play.
Yeah.
And like Gary said a couple weeks ago, you really can't tell on this turf field
no.
if they're new in the game. Sean Moon in the game also, number 27. That's a running back. Moon gets the handoff from the quarterback, Horn, that time, and he stutter stepped, went from going left and cut back in right and got a couple of more yards down to the 30.
Pardon me, Gary, is that one of the Moons you know? That part of the family?
As I mentioned, last time we saw Jefferson, the Moon, last name, Moon's surname in Jackson County, associated with some pretty good football players over there.
They got a good family tree. There was a big old oak tree with branches all over the place for the Moons.
And they're usually running backs, Harper.
Well, this one is too.
And they're stronger than you.
Fourth down and four. Horn's going to hand off to Moon again. Moon trying to bounce outside. He does. Runs over one guy. Gets about 2, maybe 3 yards. It's going to be short of the first down.
Yeah,
it
close,
might go over on
not,
down.
Not close enough. Did a good job. He got hit right at the line of scrimmage, but, again, keeping his feet, balancing, kind of turning back to the inside a little bit.
One
picks
of those,
up about three, but he's a yard short, and it'll be a turnover on downs there. Good job for the Cherokee Bluff defense.
Yeah.
One of those relations in there, Gary, Runt wound up going to Commerce and made a name for himself there with the Tigers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The Runt of the litter, you said, Joe?
Runt
was
his name.
His name is Runt?
Runt of the litter, but he ran pretty strong.
I thought you were being disrespectful to him. No, his name's Runt. That's what it is.
First down and 10, ball at the...
You know you're in the country when you name your kids
call Runt. Call him Runt,
yeah,
exactly.
That's right.
Ball's around the 28-yard line for Cherokee Bluff. Three wideouts, one's in motion now. That's going to be number 5, Cook. Throw it out here incomplete, trying to get it out to Jackson and threw it a little in front of him.
Yeah, that
did Cooper that time.
That wasn't a good pass at all.
No, that's a pass that you do when you're warming up in the first day of two-a-days that you try to complete and unfortunately just... pulled the trigger a little bit late, threw the ball out in the ground. That's you want that one back.
Yeah.
As the clock runs with 5:50 left here in regulation, 31-3, Jefferson in the lead. They'll remain unbeaten in Region 8-3A.
And they go to 8-1 overall.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, Parker on the outside, got away 30, 40, 45, 50, 45, and hit a guy. He lowered his head and shoulder, ran right into 16 that time. And got a first down. Sean Parham was the man he ran over, but he got a big gain out across the 50 to the 45, 27-yard gain for Jackson Perkle.
Well, you got to admire Cherokee Bluff here. You know, they're in there still pitching at it.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying hard. You know, and they got something to play for.
Sure they do.
They beat East Hall next week, and they're in the playoffs.
Exactly. Well, you got to keep playing now, and you got to play.
Right, yeah, you can't get sloppy here.
Exactly.
You can't get bad habits.
Three wideouts, one guy in the slot. Cooper Dean back to pass, lost one over the top. Got a man open, complete touchdown! Bears, number 8, Dylan Haley with the reception, 45 yards.
Well, Haley showed why you've got Division I people lining up to offer him a scholarship now. That was a great catch and pitch right there. And a nice touchdown for the Bears here. Running into something here late.
And Dylan had a night. He had probably 3 yards on his defender right there and caught it over his shoulder. The extra point is up and it's high and it's good. 10 points now for the Bears, 31-10.
And we're back in 1 minute from Cherokee Bluff on 97.5 Glory FM.
There's nothing like cool, crisp air of fall in North Georgia after a hot, humid summer. Conditioned Air Systems is here to get your HVAC system ready for the changing seasons. With regular maintenance that saves you money on your energy bill, and look no further for quick, reliable plumbing repairs or installation services. Conditioned Air Systems has been a trusted name in Northeast Georgia for over 45 years. Call us today at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
4 minutes, 48 seconds being the ball game. Think about it, the Bears are finishing strong, guys.
Yeah, they got to. I was just telling Harper during the break there that they really needed that touchdown, you know, before the half or before, you know, when they came back out after half.
Well, that's my trivia question to you, and there's no wrong answer. What do you think? Would you rather score late in the game like you're doing now with the clock running, or would you rather have gotten that on your maybe first or second drive and then go the rest of the game without any points?
Now, I
don't know how you
gauge. You got to have both, but I understand what you're saying right there.
Yeah, but if you're only going to have one.
Progressed. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like in the college game. Would you rather lose early in the season if you're going to lose one game, or do you want to lose the week before they make that selection committee void?
Sure, great point.
Trying to hit a pop-up. It went out of bounds for Giuliano, so it'll be at the 35, and that's where Jefferson will take over first and 10 for their next possession. They'll hand off, and then Horn hands it off to the big running back, Pinkert. Pinkert comes around the 40, the 45, and finally got run out of bounds at the 50 right there. Number 8, Pinkert, with a big run, about a 15-yarder, and almost 16. He got across 16, the 50 to the 49, 16-yard run.
Keldon Harris, the man who forced him out of bounds.
Senior defensive back and receiver.
But again, Pinkert does not need to be in the ballgame right now. He needs to be out of the game to protect himself.
No, Mike, he's going to stand and go knock somebody down and look for contact and get some more bruises, because that's just the way
he
plays.
But you got a championship game next Friday with Oconee County.
Oh, Pinkert. Good fake to Pinkert. One guy went with him, and the quarterback kept it and got another yard down to the 48. Boone Horn, the quarterback, toted that one.
You know, and Gary, can you imagine how hard-hitting that game's going to be next week with Ben Hall's Oconee County team and Jefferson? That's going to be a ball game.
Well, the two best teams we've seen this year are North Hall and Jefferson, and I think that's not even close.
And that's why they're 1-2 in the state.
Yeah. Second down, 9 yards to go now for the Dragons. We're at 250 and rolling here in the game. From the on the field, put a man in motion, going to pitch it to him. That's number 30. Right there, Carter Perrin. Perrin going to roll out across the 35 or 45. Still kind of in a scrum down to the 41-yard line. Going to be short of the first down, but he picks up about 6.
Perrin's getting a lot of touches here.
Yes, he is. And they've all been on those little pitches. He comes across from receiver from one side to the other, and he gets the pitch right there and tries to get around the corner there, Gary. Picks up about 6. It's going to be third down and 2 from the 41.
Well, it's shows you some depth for the Dragons here. They got some talent coming up.
Splitting the guy out. Logan Edmonds caught the touchdown pass a little while ago. Split out to the far side. Dalton Dye. So they're leaving those starting receivers in there. Going to hand off to the big man, C.J. Hayes. C.J. bounces and pulls away from one tackle. Going to be brought down at the 35. He'll have the first down.
Yeah, with a running clock, that should just about do it.
Yeah, Huddy Kemp with the tackle, grabbed him up around his shoulders, and doggone it, CJ just kind of slung him around before Huddy was able to bring him down to the ground. We're down at 1.5 minutes left here in the quarter.
It took an unconventional move to get CJ on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You try to wrap him up, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to twist his shoulders and kind of sling him and spin him around.
Almost another wrestling move.
It is another wrestling or wrestling?
Wrestling.
It's wrestling, isn't
wrestling.
It? Yeah.
R-A-S-T-L-I-N apostrophe.
I know the difference.
First down. Jefferson will look up. There's going to be a timeout call. Jefferson with a timeout with 107 left. Now, right here, fellas, I'm thinking
they were slow
you just
to
take
line.
Two knees. But
well, they were slow to the line. They'll probably just run in between the tackles. And maybe the next play will be that the best play in football.
Cherokee Bluff will need to hold them up there and hold them tight for sure.
Yeah, Travis Raley got his defense over here and we'll talk to him a little bit.
I'm going to talk to the defense. I'm going to talk to the offense. Coach Nolan is. We talked about Coach Nolan, Mike, up at East Hall a few weeks ago. He was at Stevens County and now was down at North Oconee, I believe, or Oconee County. And now he's at Jefferson. He's got over 250 wins in his career. First down now. Split out a couple of guys, same receivers. Quarterback's up under center. Puts a man in motion. That's Dye. Brings him into the tight end. Horn's going to hand off to the running back. That's Pinkert. Pinkert's going to get about 1 or 2 yards. He'll stop him after a yard gain to about the 34-yard line. Clock will run at 58 seconds.
And, Joe, here's your question. Didn't he follow Ben Hall at both places from Oconee?
I believe that's correct, Michael. Yes, sir. I believe that's correct. They might even work together. Now, Ben, I don't remember being at Stevens. He might have been.
No, Ben was at Jefferson,
yep.
Firebrands, and Oconee County, correct, where Travis Nolan went from Stevens to Oconee to Jefferson. That's why it was there.
They'll get into victory formation and take the knee right here. With 30 seconds, will be the last play of the game. Jefferson will take it. They'll drop back, take the knee. 26, they won't have to do anything else, and that'll be your ball game. Jefferson winds up winning tonight 31-10.
Yeah, Cherokee Bluff won the fourth quarter 10-0.
Yes, it did. Played good defense there late.
All right, coming up next, we'll wrap things up here from Cherokee Bluff on 97.5 Glory FM.
At Jackson EMC, innovation is an ongoing cycle, a process without a beginning or an end, where one idea leads to the next. Solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient right choice homes, automated switch technology. What we do as an industry is vital. We keep communities powered. So we must always have an eye on the future. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Rico, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Hey, we're back here at Cherokee Bluff. One more time, Bears playing their final game at home this season. Next week, Cherokee Bluff will be at East Hall. Jefferson takes on Oconee County. Two different ways looking at it. Cherokee Bluff and East Hall, the winner, is the number four team in the region. They'll go on to the state playoffs. Jefferson playing Oconee County for the region championship in the number one seed, Joe.
Yeah, that'll be one of those good old-fashioned slobber knockers, as Gary and Ron Poole like to say, down there, and that'll be a heck of a ball game for sure. And it's going to be a heck of a ball game out at Rabbit Town. You know, if you're Coach Matt Turner, you want to put on a good show your last game, senior night of the
year. Jamarcus Harrison playing his final game.
Exactly, Jamarcus playing his last, and you know he wants to put on a good show out there. They're beating West Hall tonight, but he'd like to go out on a two-game win streak and put a damper on Cherokee Bluff's season here and not allow them to go to the playoffs.
On the other hand, look at this way the seedings are, Joe. Again, Greater Atlanta Christian is going to be one of those things that's going to hurt Region 6 AAA.
Yes.
Is that they'll have that spot open. But what happens is that, just to give you an example, if it were to happen, if Oconee County were to beat Jefferson, mm-hmm. that would knock the Dragons into a 9-16 seed. They'd probably move up into the top eight because of GAC, because
right.
of their power rankings. But that's how big that ball game is next Friday night with Oconee County.
Yeah, it is. It's a huge ball game. And, of course, North Hall, you know, talk about the AAA, you know, and the PSRs. You know, you look at North Hall's going over to Dawson County, and Dawson County was pulling the upset at Lumpkin earlier. And if they want to hold on and win that one, that's a huge ball game for North Hall and Dawson next week.
It definitely is, because Dawson would have the chance to be the number four team
yep.
in the region. Mm-hmm. Because right now they are tied with Lumpkin County, what I look at with the standings in Region 6. Of course, we'll bring you all the details of the final score this evening between 11 and midnight. Up at the top of the hour at 10 o'clock, it'll be the GHSA Friday Night Scoreboard. Between now and then, Nathan's going to bring you the very best in Southern Gospel music. Then make sure you join me tomorrow morning at 9:05. We'll talk more about high school football. My special guest tomorrow morning will be Lee Coleman of Lakeview Academy. They're heading to the state playoffs next week, and maybe for the first time ever play a home game in the first round of the state playoffs. We'll talk with him. We'll talk with Harper about the NFL, maybe some college football also, since Georgia State has the weekend off. We'll talk fishing with Brandon Whitesides and a lot more tomorrow morning as we'll bring you high school, college, and pro sports action from 9 until 10 on the Saturday Morning Sports Show. And again, this evening, we're with you until midnight. First off, the GHF Glory FM. One thing about it is we've seen, as Gary said, guys, the two best teams in state this year in North Hall and now Jefferson.
Yeah, we have. And these teams really play hard, and they play hard the whole game. And, you know, Harper, you wonder, these two teams could meet up in the playoffs later on in the second, third round, I think it is, Mike?
For North Hall and
Jefferson?
They play in the state championship.
Yeah, they play in the state championship.
Probably so.
So, okay. You know, ideally, you'd like to see those two play in the state championship.
Yeah, you don't want to see them beat each other up if they're in the same area. But then again, you know, do they have to travel south?
Well,
halfway across the state in order to be able to play that third round game.
If they're 1-2, the way I understand it,
they're home through the semis,
and then they would go to the Dome to play in the championship.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. And Mercedes-Benz on December 7th, mark it on your calendar, December 17th, 4 p.m. on a Wednesday afternoon. You might see Jefferson or North Hall or both of them play for the state championship coming up on December 17th. Here locally, Cherokee Bluffs girls volleyball team will be going down to Providence Christian Academy in Lilburn tomorrow at around 12:30. They will be in action against Richmond Academy, with the winner to go to Lake Point up in toward Cartersville next week for the state championship. The softball team is heading south to Columbus. They're going to leave
Wednesday.
Coach Neely said on Tuesday.
Yep.
They'll play Wednesday against Pickens with a chance to play North Hall in the second round of the tournament. And the basketball team starts play in 2 weeks. Of course, we'll bring you all the details right here on 97.5 Glory FM. Once again, the final score here from Cherokee Bluff was Jefferson 31 and Cherokee Bluff 10 for the entire sports team at 97.5 Glory FM. For Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, Harper LaBelle, our producer back in the studios as always, doing a great job, Nathan Laddie. I'm Mike Weifert. You've been tuned to high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. Good night, everybody.
This has been Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM. Tonight's game was brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Hardy Chevrolet, Siphon Logistics, Optimum Mechanical, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, North Hall Tire and Wheel, EMC Security, and by Riverside Pharmacy. Join us next week for more exciting high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. This has been a sports presentation of WGTJ Radio, your radio station for North Georgia sports.